Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. A French woman and two Americans have tested positive or showed symptoms of hantavirus. They're among passengers evacuated from that cruise ship in the Canary Islands and sent back to their home countries, where they are now in quarantine. Some 17 Americans are quarantined in Nebraska. The U.S. and Iran, again at loggerheads over how to end the war.
Their ceasefire is growing increasingly shaky, with the two sides exchanging fire in recent days, ships in Gulf states being targeted, and fighting flaring between Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. The volatility could tip the Middle East back into open warfare and prolong the worldwide energy crisis sparked by the conflict. President Donald Trump is expected to use a trip this week to China to urge Chinese President Xi Jinping to pressure Iran into making concessions and end the current limbo. The president rejected Iran's most recent proposal delivered via Pakistan over the weekend. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Generations of American youngsters have looked forward to school recess. Now a pediatrician's group says that recess is good for children's physical as well as their mental health.
The updated policy statement by the American Academy of Pediatrics comes after years of shrinking breaks between lessons and worsening children's health. Dr. Robert Murray is the lead author on the study.
And in school, of course, you know, the drive for test scores and things have really pushed other things out of the way, including recess.
The group says the latest research shows that these breaks are essential for kids' academic success and mental, physical, social, and emotional growth.
It has a very powerful benefit if it's used to the fullest.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
And on Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed so far. Right now, the Dow futures are down 70 points. NASDAQ futures up a fraction. Townhall.com.
If you're listening right now, chances are you're either worried about a parent living alone or you are that parent and you know your family worries about you. Either way, there's a great company that finally got senior safety right, Connected Caregiver. Connected Caregiver is everything you already know about senior alert devices, fall detection, emergency button GPS, but reimagined for today. A small wearable device alerts your family the moment something happens. Discreet in-home sensors, no cameras, no microphones, cover you even when you're not wearing it. And a smart pill box tells your family if medications were taken, all right on their phones. For the kids, you go from hoping everything is fine to actually knowing it is, even when you're across the country. For mom and dad, Connected Caregiver keeps you in your home on your terms. That's not losing independence, that's keeping it. Call 888-870-8020. A Connected Caregiver specialist who genuinely cares will help find the best solution for you. They'll even help check if you qualify for a free device. Call 888-870-8020-888-870-8020.
Good morning. Good morning, it's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. At least one person is injured after a car crashed into an East Baltimore home. The accident happened in the 1300 block of East Madison Street shortly after 10:30 Sunday night. Police say a second vehicle at the scene was heavily damaged. According to the Baltimore Sun, a security guard from Johns Hopkins Hospital and several other people in the area say they saw two people getting out of a car and running away from the scene after the crash. It's not known if anyone else was injured. And Anne Arundel County and the city of Annapolis are among the jurisdictions celebrating Bike to Work Week. County Executive Stuart Pittman says biking to work is a key part of the smarter, greener, more equitable future Anne Arundel County is building through its walk and roll pedestrian and bike master plan. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
The Orange Orioles avoided a sweep at home. Baltimore ended its series against the A's with a 2-1 win. Gunnar Henderson and Dylan Beavers each had two hits and an RBI in the victory. Chris Bassitt allowed a run over six innings to earn the win, and Rico Garcia locked down the save. The O's continue their homestand today against the New York Yankees. WCBM News Time 9:05. The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast coming up next.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstadt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
WCBM News Time 9:05. Here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off cloudy and cool for your Monday morning. Expect temperatures to only be in the 60s for the afternoon. A little bit brighter and slightly warmer on Tuesday, but another weather maker rolling in on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
57 degrees in Westminster, 57 in Easton, and 58 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. Hopefully you had a great Mother's Day. If you follow me on social media, I had a really good Mother's Day. I really, really did. And I have to say, Olivia Klasick, she is such a sweetheart. I can't believe I'm a mother because of her, right? She's like this angel baby. And I know people say this about their own kids all the time. But if you ever met Olivia, she's so sweet, she's so kind, and she's so funny, and she's very caring. So as I was saying on the live, this yellow dress, if you were on the live right now on Rumble X or Facebook, you see my yellow dress. I don't actually have this color yellow, and now I do, because Olivia, she made sure that she dragged her father around to shop for a Mother's Day gift for me, and she found a color that I don't actually own, and I love that kid so much. I really do. But hopefully you guys had a great Mother's Day as well. As I was saying earlier, I saw so many pictures of so many beautiful moms on social media, and it's always nice to see like the tributes to moms, even those that have passed. And it's nice to see something like positive and then also heartwarming, because on social media, most of the time we see like fight videos and negativity and people bullying one another, and it's just so crazy. So to see that yesterday was just a nice change to see. You know what I mean? All right, so we got lots to talk about today, talking about some doom and gloom here. Baltimore City, unfortunately, had a very dangerous weekend. And I wanted to start the show talking about this because I want to talk about it in relation to what the Orioles was able to do as far as tourism over the weekend. So we're going to talk about that. I also got a couple other topics to discuss. At 10 o'clock, actually, we'll be joined by Rosalind Hansen. She's with the Montgomery County Moms for Liberty, and she was able to go to the Montgomery County Board of Education, where she sat down there and she talked about the Southern Poverty Law Center, right? And we heard about this a couple weeks ago, thanks to the FBI. They were actually funding groups like the KKK and other groups to stoke all of this racism. And then they would swoop in like they were defending everybody from racism, but yet they were the ones that paid for it in the beginning. Anyways, we're going to talk about this because apparently a lot of that curriculum from the Southern Poverty Law Center is being pushed into Maryland schools, and many Montgomery County schools is, in fact, doing it on a level that only, you know, if you're from Maryland, you can imagine, right? Montgomery County is totally progressive, totally out of their minds. I don't even know why I say progressive. I got to at least use the quotation marks because it's not progressivism, right? It's not, they're like regressive, right? They want to go back to segregation. They want to go back to, you know, thinking about racism 24/7. Here in 2026, you just don't see it as they want you to see it. So anyways, we will talk to Rosalind Hansen at 10 o'clock. She'll let us know what's going on and what to look for, right? So if you have a kid or a grandkid in the public school system or even the private school system in Maryland, you want to know what to look for as far as some of this curriculum that's going out from the Southern Poverty Law Center. So we'll get into that with Roslyn at 10. Also, there was a big win in Virginia. The RNC chairman, Joe Gruters, he was celebrating. And look, rightfully so, rightfully so. It kind of went down how we discussed. We were, you know, kind of looking around. We saw Westmore, Barack Obama, they showed up in Virginia. They're like, yes, you got to vote for redistricting. You know, you got to do it. It's for fair maps. And then we see the ballot question and we're like, dude, what is this? What is it? It was like an SAT essay question, right? It was like, it was this roundabout way of saying like, oh yeah, we want to make sure the Republicans don't have representation. And the way that it all came out, and as I told you guys before, my friend Chris Palumbi in Southern Maryland, who once ran against Steny Hoyer in that 5th District, he's texting me and he was like, Kim, did you see the ballot question? He's like, dude, I think the ballot question itself was unconstitutional. And he is correct on that. And that's why the judges were involved. So anyways, we'll talk about that. Also, you have a county councilman that resigned over the weekend. You know, there were some rumors that he might resign because he has some health issues. So we'll get into that as well. But also, when it comes to Baltimore County, I wanted to talk about the carjacking at the Towson Target. I'm sure you guys probably most likely saw that news. And don't forget, the councilman in Towson is Mike Ertel. And Mike Ertel is still telling us this is just our imagination. The carjackings, the stabbings, the shootings, the juveniles completely out of control at Towson Town Center. He's saying it's just a perception. It's not actually happening, okay? It's all in your mind. All right. So now there's a carjacking at the Towson Target. We'll get into that. Also, Governor Westmore still in the hot seat. You know, you know what? It's like I don't feel bad for Westmore because he has been embellishing his career, his resume, you know, for years, right? For decades. I kind of feel bad for his staff. Just a smidge, because he has people on his staff who I believe truly believe in Governor Moore, and they truly believe in whether it's his military record, whether or not he was raised in Baltimore City, whether or not he was on some college football Hall of Fame. Like they're buying all his stories hook, line, and sinker. Right? And I think they truly believe that he can one day be a great presidential candidate. The problem is he's a pathological liar. That's the problem. So anyways, so now Spotlight on Maryland has released this article. We'll get into it. Discussing how Governor Westmore actually got to Afghanistan with the 82nd Airborne. So here's the thing. He didn't go in a way that most people in the military go. And I am going to open the phone lines. We talk about this. Hopefully we'll get into it around 9:35 a.m. this morning. But now they're trying to take a look at not just how he got to Afghanistan, but the gentleman kind of behind the scenes in all of this, right? He has this mentor. This is the same guy that apparently, recommended him to receive the Bronze Star. The paperwork got lost somehow, some way, which is another crazy thing, right? To all my vets out there, to all those service members, if you were nominated or if somebody put some paperwork in for the Bronze Star and it never arrived, do you just like shrug your shoulders and be like, yeah, I probably got it, you know? Because that's basically what Governor Westmore did. He basically said, all right, well, I know he put the paperwork in. The guy was at his wedding. You know, was he a groomsman? He was at the wedding. He was in the wedding itself. Then he was, this guy was accessible to Westmore this entire time. He could have asked them this entire time whether or not the Bronze Star actually arrived. Somehow, some way, that conversation never happened. And I'm just like, dude, how is it? Well, anyways, now people are wondering, with all of the awards, the accomplishments, the accolades, all of these things that Governor Westmore has gotten in regards to the military, people are now asking for those to be investigated. That's how bad things have gotten. This is how bad it is now. Now people don't even believe anything that he has said in regards to his military service. And I pointed out last week when he did his official launch rally in Baltimore City, Westmore, his wife, Dawn Moore, who I like, she's beautiful. I think she's a great public speaker. If you've seen Dawn Moore, she seems like a really great woman. But she gets up to the podium and she says, I didn't think I was marrying a politician. I knew I wasn't marrying a politician. I knew I was marrying a soldier. And I thought, what a choice of words. Because A soldier? Wait a minute, Don Moore. Wait a second. A soldier, really? Out of all these things? Because he's also a Rhodes Scholar, right? He had the White House Fellowship, supposedly, wrote this huge Oxford thesis. I mean, there are other things. He's his best Time Award-selling author. I mean, his book, The Other Westmore, did big numbers, right? He was the head of this nonprofit, the Robin Hood Foundation, making millions of dollars. I mean, this guy has had a lot of accomplishment. Right? I mean, he overcame a lot. His story is already pretty darn good. But yet, she gets up there, and she doesn't talk about the Rhodes Scholar. She doesn't talk about any of that. She says, I knew I was marrying a soldier. Interesting. As his military records being called into question, now you realize you were marrying a soldier? Okay. Okay. Look, I like Don Moore. I hope he's not catching her up in some of his lies. That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping she's not caught up in this. Anyways, we will talk about that. Also, Governor Westmore, still more clips coming out. He was sitting down with Patrick Bet-David, the PBD podcast, if you recall. Now there are more clips that are circulating, and it's going viral again, and it has to do with the question of the day today. We'll get into that in just a little bit. But it has to do with the SNAP program and whether or not illegal immigrants should be on the SNAP program. Of course, I'm pretty sure you can guess what Governor Westmore's answer is to that, but I want to play you the audio clip, because how he arrived to this answer really is just beyond me. So we'll talk about that. We'll play that clip. And then, of course, I promised you over the weekend I will get into the UFO files. I have to tell you, Brian, the producer, looking at me in the class. I have to tell you, I looked at some of the files. Not sure I'm so impressed, but we're going to talk about it. I have some audio. Of course, you have Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna. She's kind of leading the charge on this. You know, I love Ana Paulina Luna. I'm a little biased because she's great. I know her personally. But we're going to talk about it because I wasn't too impressed with the files. And of course, I was at Richardson Farms over the weekend. Shout out to Richardson Farms. It was crowded in there. It was crowded on Saturday. I guess everybody was getting ready for Mother's Day. It's always great to see the women buying, like, the cabbage and the kale and all this other stuff. And you know, like, they're going to go home and cook it. And I just watched because I'm like, well, she's got all this cabbage. What is she making? You know, because I can't cook. I have no idea how any of this works. I just see them buying ingredients. And I'm like, I bet that's going to come together nicely. I wish I knew. I wish I knew. Anyways, I was there and I met a gentleman by the name of James. Good morning, James. He said he listens to the show every day. And a black guy, by the way. And he says, he's asking me about the war in Iran. He was asking me about a couple other things. And we were kind of talking about the UFO. File drop, you know, whether or not it was strategic, you know, what's up with the timing of this file drop? You know, is this a priority? So we're going to get into all those things. First and foremost, I want to get into what happened over the weekend in Baltimore City. As I mentioned on the live this morning, whoever's doing the PR and the marketing for the Orioles, you deserve a raise. Okay, I want you to march into your boss's office this morning, march into the front office and tell them I deserve a raise because the Tupac bobblehead night was fantastic. I wasn't even there. And I could see online, there were so many people posting. The lines outside the gates were insane. Now, meanwhile, Tupac was he even in Baltimore City that long? I mean, I know he went to the Baltimore School of Arts, but that's really all I know about his, you know, time in Baltimore. Anyways, it was a huge night, a huge success. If you're on eBay or any of those sites this morning, you probably see the Tupac bobblehead because people are now posting them. I saw one, Brian the producer, one person is selling the Tupac bobblehead for $1,500. $1,500! That's a good return on something that was free. You know? That's a good return. Anyways, there were lots of people out there. And then on Saturday night, in case you missed it, and you might not have because it was all online, Nelly, the rapper, he was performing there. And on Saturday, the weather held up. It was a beautiful day. At first, we were told that it might rain off and on. It could be crazy. Wasn't crazy at all. There was tons of people out there at Camden Yards, and they were there to see Nelly. And if you saw the videos, there were so many people, even the kids, they were out there dancing and jumping around, having a great time. I'm telling you right now, the marketing team for the Orioles, you are killing it. You are killing the game, okay? Be proud of yourself. Pat yourself on the back. I hope you could take this week off, honestly. Really. You did so much. You literally, your worth I mean, you pulled it out there this weekend, okay? You've already secured the job for next year. Anyways, I'm talking about this in relation to what happened over the weekend in Baltimore City. Because if you didn't know, Baltimore sees a violent weekend with multiple crimes reported less than a mile apart. Now, these crimes were less than a mile apart, and they were less than a mile from Camden Yards. That's right. That's right. When we get back from break, we're going to talk about this because, unfortunately, on Tupac bobblehead night, there was a gentleman, a 38-year-old man, that was stabbed by supposedly a group of juveniles. Now, with all these different crimes and violence over the weekend, yet arrests have been made. There was a stabbing, a robbery, and a shooting. And again, all of these concentrated in the area in which if they were in town, if you had tourists in town for the Orioles game, you know, they would have been affected by this, right? So we get back, we'll talk about that real quick, of course. You know, gas prices remain high. I don't know if the market's still surviving or not, but we'll get to the bottom of it. We got our friend Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management. He's got the morning market flash every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. Happy Monday. How are you?
I'm doing well. The weather's not too great, but I'm not going to complain, Tim. Yesterday was beautiful.
I was going to say happy belated Mother's Day to you.
Thank you.
I mentioned that to you last week on Friday. Hopefully you had a good Mother's Day yesterday.
I did. My daughter made it very special. She's 9 and a blessing. She's really great.
Sounds great. And did you get your Tupac bobblehead Friday night?
I did not get the bobblehead. I did not go down there. I saw the lines were long, though.
Okay. Well, certainly the collector's item, for sure. So, well, hey, look, as far as the markets are concerned, Kim, interestingly enough, you know, we're coming off of a very positive week. I mentioned on Friday, you know, kind of where we stood with some volatility potentially, looking to end the week higher, though, because we had several days last week which were very kind to investors. We finished the day on a strong note across the board with the major indices all trading higher last Friday. And as a result, we had a weekly gain, as we anticipated or thought. When I mentioned that last Friday morning, once we finished up with the close last Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock, Kim, but the Dow for the week was up 0.22%. S&P 500 was up over 2%, 2.33% gain for the week, while the NASDAQ, again, the NASDAQ is a heavily technology-based index where many of your names, like Meta, Tesla, Apple, Google, all these different companies, of course, are in the NASDAQ index. NASDAQ posting a gain of 4.51%, over 4.5%. And then, of course, the small caps kind of bringing up the end, up the Russell 2000 up 1.72%. So, again, U.S. equities higher for last week. S&P 500, Kim, and the NASDAQ both capping off a sixth straight weekly gain and ending at fresh record highs last week. And it's very interesting how, you know, the tides can change so quickly with the market, with momentum. And we flash back, you know, several months ago. I remember talking how to you during the morning market flash throughout the week, Kim, about how the markets were down and we're having in negative territory week after week. And we actually entered into what we'd kind of define as a bear market there, where we see a correction of 10% or more. We had kind of that flash crash, if you will, where the markets really pulled back and they weren't digesting certainly the news between the conflict, the war between the U.S. and Iran, very well. A lot of uncertainty. So since, again, we're going back here over the last couple of weeks, we're posting these gains. The S&P 500, Kim, is up over 16% during the last 6 weeks in posting the fresh record high as of last Friday, but six consecutive weeks. This is the third best, okay, 16% gain over 6 weeks, Kim, is the third best six-week run in the past 15 years.
Wow.
So think about that. So, you know, when you, again, some of the rebounds we've had going back to May of 2025 last year, okay, that was the Liberation Day rebound following that tumultuous decline. Again, another flash crash that we witnessed during Liberation Day when President Donald Trump announced the tariffs kind of sweeping across the board. Markets didn't like that, certainly, and they faltered for several weeks, and the market rebounded back very strongly. So we had that rebound, again, when we saw the S&P come back. And then we also go back to May 2020 during the COVID rebound. So those were two different rebounds we witnessed, this, you know, 16% gain. Again, the third best six-week run since those two time periods, while the NASDAQ has actually rallied over the last 6 weeks, Kim, 25% over this same time period. It's the second best run since going back to April 2009, if you can believe that. and even May of 2001. Now, I'm going back 25 years ago, taking you back in time during the rebound from what we called the dot-com bubble busting back in 2001. So the NASDAQ, again, 25% gain over the last 6 weeks. We've had a big run-up. Big Tech was higher last week. Tesla was up over 9.6%. NVIDIA up 8.5%. A lot of big names. Again, the Iran war still remaining the key focal point. I'm sure you probably are talking about the fact that, you know, President Trump mentioned in his post on Truth Social over the weekend that Iran's offer, if you will, to proposal to end the war was, and I quote, totally unacceptable. So there's what we have it for this morning. I will tell you, pre-market right now, Dow futures are off ever so slightly, down 17 points. S&P 500 futures, Kim, are back basically flat. They're down 6 points. NASDAQ futures are off 25 points. So there we have it for the morning market flash, Kim. Let's get through today. I look forward to rejoining you on Wednesday morning.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tim.
Hey, Sean Casey here with Vinny Steele, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back. Amazing. For nearly a full decade now on WCBM, you've been helping families plan their next big move by eliminating the typical risk home sellers face. So as we head into early summer, what's your best advice for sellers who want to get the most money but don't want to be bothered by the typical hassles?
Thanks, Sean. Yeah, 23 years helping thousands of families sell for their price and with certainty. Right now, inventory and days on market are increasing. That's why smart sellers are asking for more than just empty promises. Our sellers get an upfront written guarantee that if I can't sell your home, I'll step in and buy it at a price and time frame you agree to.
I like that. Check out Vinny's hundreds of five-star reviews online from satisfied customers, and I'll add mine as well. Vinny Steele is the only agent I would trust with my own home. Call or text Vinny right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnySteele.com.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand-new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit FreeStateGunRange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve. Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, you heard there from Tim Herb. We'll talk to him again on Wednesday with RBC Wealth Management. So interesting, right? It's like you find out that the tariffs are illegal. Now this other round of tariffs, a federal judge said on Thursday or Friday, I can't remember exactly which day, those tariffs to put on top of the other tariffs, those are also illegal. So I wonder if the markets are reacting to the fact that the tariffs are illegal, right? And even the makeup tariffs. I don't know. We'll leave that to Tim Herb, but it seems to be, you know, now where you're seeing this growth. It's just like, wow, you know, it's got to be some kind of reaction because what's going on in Iran is still a disaster. And we will talk a little bit about that in 11 o'clock hour. It is. It's still a disaster. And I was just saying on the live, I was like, you know, the blockade is working. And I understand that's like the more humane approach that we took with Iran. But I would have bombed those suckers. I and it's so funny because over the weekend, of course, I had a dinner with my mom, my brother, and of course, Olivia. And my mom is like, you know, you really are just like your father. And I am. I don't care. If you think Trump is extreme, you don't want to see a President Kim Klasick, okay? Because we'll have mass deportations like it's nobody's business, and I don't care. You can call me racist all day. I don't care what you call me. We'll have mass deportations. The border will be secure. The border wall will be so high. It's going to be talked about for a decade, all right, if I were the president. And then on top of this whole thing with Iran, look, the blockades are working. I get it. But to me, this is taking way too long. You got people out here paying $5 a gallon for gas. You know, when my people are bleeding like that at the pump, no, you can get these bombs. You can catch all these bombs. I don't care. You know, call me what you will. I don't care. When we get back, we are going to talk more about what happened in Baltimore City. Like I said before the break, the crime and violence was off the hook in Baltimore. And as the weather gets warmer, we see this, right? We do see this turn. But at the same time, You know, when you've got the Orioles, right, and soon you'll have the Ravens, when they're bringing all of these tourists, right to the Inner Harbor, and you are trying to, I would hope and pray that the mayor is trying to do something in regards to tourism, but you got all these people coming into town, and now you're scaring people away again. Like, look, you got the Tupac bobblehead, you got Nelly performing, they're putting a ton of money into this, obviously, right? The least you can do is make sure that the city is safe. That's the least you could do. Because now people are going to second guess whether or not they're going to come to the next bobblehead night. And you just don't want that. All right, coming up next, we'll get into the details of that crime. Also, question of the day, we got to talk about that. The question of the day last week in regards to Senator Bill Ferguson, we'll get into that. And then don't forget, at 10 o'clock, we'll be joined by Rosalind Hanson with Montgomery County Moms for Liberty.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is slamming Iran's response to a U.S. peace proposal aimed at ending the war. Quoting Mr. Trump, "I don't like it. Totally unacceptable." Later in the week, the president visits one of Iran's closest allies, China, the first trip to China by an American president in 9 years. A French woman and two Americans have tested positive or showed symptoms of hantavirus. They're among passengers evacuated from a cruise ship in the Canary Islands and sent back to their home countries where they are in quarantine. The 17 American passengers are staying at quarantine in Nebraska. Demographers noting a trend in migration. Many Americans moving from higher-cost blue states to more budget-friendly red states. It's a movement of people and wealth that they say will have a significant impact on national politics. More details at srnnews.com.
Hey, Bel Air, Alfonso here from Sol Oaxaca. Come check out one of the best happy hours in the area. Enjoy ice-cold draft beers, handcrafted cocktails, and some of the best margaritas around. Plus, great deals on food, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. And the fun doesn't stop there. Trivia night every Tuesday, live music on Wednesdays, and karaoke every Thursday. Great drinks, amazing food, and nonstop fun. Only at Sol Oaxaca and Bel Air. Just search S-O-L-O-A-X-A-C-A for Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air and join us today. The best food and the most fun is at Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air.
Here's why Jarvis Appliance is so highly rated. Great selection with great prices on all major appliance brands. Options to match many appliances exactly to your cabinetry and decor. Very quick delivery available on Jarvis in-stock appliances. And don't forget, Jarvis frequently offers rebates plus convenient financing too. All Jarvis deliveries, installation, and appliance service is done in-house with no subcontractors. Remember, J-A-R-V-I-S. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com.
AP Sports on Geffen Cool Ball. The Knicks completed a four-game East second-round series sweep of the 76ers with a blowout 144-114 victory. Karl Anthony Towns totaled 17 points and 10 assists.
I've always said that the toughest game is the one that ends someone's season, and to see us taking that those words serious is great.
Spurs star Victor Wembanyama was ejected for a flagrant 2 foul in the first half of the Timberwolves series-tying 114-109 Game 4 victory. The league-worst Wizards won the lottery for this year's top overall NBA draft pick. Stanley Cup playoffs, Alex Newhook lit the lamp twice as the Canadians routed the Sabres 6-2 for a 2-1 East second round series lead. Christopher Rayton held on for a two-stroke victory in golf's Truist Championship at Quail Hollow, and Shane Van Gisbergen remains NASCAR's road course ace with a win at Watkins Glen from the pole. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
Annapolis is crumbling and taking your hard-earned dollars with it. Westmore and the Democrats are destroying our economy, driving up energy prices, prioritizing criminals over victims, and destroying our communities. I'm Shirai Youssefi, and I'm running for delegate in Harford County because we need fighters in Annapolis who will hold Westmore and the Democrats accountable. I'm Shirai Youssefi, and as your delegate, I will fight for policies that prioritize fiscal responsibility, affordability, public safety, and investment in our communities. Vote Shirai Youssefi for delegate on June 23rd, 2026, and visit YousefiForDelegate.com for more information. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Shirai Youssefi, Treasurer Andrew Horbach.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperatures starting off cool for your Monday morning. Lots of clouds around. Could see a couple of showers as we go through the middle of the morning. Look for highs only in the 60s. Should see more sunshine and temperatures a little bit warmer on Tuesday. And then tracking that next weather maker as more rain returns by the middle of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If you want unlimited talk, text, and data on a super fast network, Big Wireless will sell it to you right now for as little as $70 a month. Or you can buy it from Pure Talk for half of that. I'm talking about unlimited talk, text, and data for just $34.99 a month. But wait, there's more. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be switching to an American wireless company that's committed to keeping 100% of its customer service in this country. I appreciate that. In fact, that's why I switched. I also appreciate the way they support our vets and our skilled workforce. Dial pound 250, say micro, and get unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data for just $34.99 a month. That's pound 250, micro. Stop paying twice what you need to pay for the service you want and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
All right. Good morning. If you hopped off the live and now you're here, listen to the show at WCBM.com or a podcast platform, or if you're tuned in on your radio or you have the app, thank you so much for doing so. If you haven't already downloaded the app, it is free in the App Store, okay? It's WCBM 680, and the show is Kim Klasick Live, and then also you can listen to the archive shows there, and we have a lot of headlines, too, some of the major headlines. So if you have the app and you turn on the notifications on the app, you'll get, like, the major news stories that will pop up. You'll know what some of the guests are coming on that are big news, you know. So the app is really beneficial. It really, truly is. And it's free. Don't forget, at 10 a.m., we'll be joined by Rosalind Hansen. She's with Montgomery County Moms for Liberty. She went viral again. I guess that was on Friday? Was that Friday? I think it was on Friday at the Montgomery County School Board. And we'll actually play a little bit of that clip before she gets on the line with us so you know kind of where we are with it and you know exactly what was said. I did want to just talk a little bit about, you know, the juvenile crime and, of course, the crime aspect in Baltimore City. Now, I'll get to that in just a second. Last week, though, you know, Senator Bill Ferguson, he was, you know, basically the topic of the question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. That poll question's in the app, also at WCBM.com. And it was a very simple question. And I asked you then, do you think that Senator Bill Ferguson could win without Governor Westmore's endorsement? 84% of you said yes, and 15% of you said no. All right. 84% said yes, 15% of you said no. I am with the yeses here. I'm with the majority. I think he could still win, and it sounds to me like he's also bringing in other big endorsements. I still don't see why Governor Westmore's endorsement is something that people truly want. You know, if you're looking at Senator Bill Ferguson's record, he's accomplished more in office than the governor. And so does he really need his endorsement? No. Now, I told you guys before, I hope he wins the Democrat primary because his opponent, Bobby LePin, is a crazy progressive liberal that is, in fact, worse than AOC. So we don't need him in the Senate, okay? We have enough drama in the General Assembly in the House. We don't need a Bobby LePin in the Senate. And I want to keep it that way. So anyways, the majority of you said that Bill Ferguson could still pull this off. Real quick, in case you missed it, because we'll get into this at 11 o'clock hour as well. The question of the day today goes kind of with the PBD podcast clip that went viral. Again, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should illegal immigrants be able to enroll into the SNAP program? Should illegal immigrants be able to enroll into the SNAP program here in the state of Maryland? Now, I think that there are some people that might see this as there are a lot of kids that are coming in with these illegal immigrants, and it would not be humane. It would not be fair to make sure those kids are eating, right, to make sure that they're being fed. And so I want to get your feedback on that. And even before the break, I said, look, if you think Trump's extreme, you would hate to see me. You would hate to see me as an executive, whether it's the governor or the president, because I would make sure there would be mass deportations. You know, when we saw the deaths of Renee Good and Alex Preddy, very unfortunate in Minnesota, absolutely. But do you think I would have pulled back on the deportations? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You can call me every name in the book. When you have these violent sexual predators on the streets, I mean, just think about this. You had the Angel Moms, by the way, they were at the Rose Garden over the weekend, just yesterday, for Mother's Day. President Trump invited the Angel Moms to have Mother's Day at the White House, as people like Tammy Nobles lost her daughter, Kayla Hamilton, Patty Morin, she loses her daughter, Rachel Morin. You had all these Angel Moms from all across the entire country. They had a beautiful Mother's Day in the Rose Garden. And this is how Trump feels about, and I know that he feels very passionate about this, but I feel like, you know, in a way, he's kind of walking on eggshells here. And maybe that has to do with the midterms. Maybe it has to do with the fact that, yeah, you know, he's a white guy, and white guys are demonized in this country if you go against immigration or illegal immigration. And maybe he feels as though that he should, you know, tread lightly. I would never tread lightly on this issue. I would never tread lightly on this issue. This is a huge issue, and in my view, this is why he was elected. That's how I feel about this. And yes, the border wall, we're still not doing a whole lot of construction down there, if you guys noticed. And so if we do have a Democrat majority that takes over the House or the Senate here in November, or if you see a Democrat in 2028, and they go through and they undo all the executive orders that President Trump did, just like we saw with Joe Biden, where are we going to be? See, we're still kicking this immigration can down the road. I don't appreciate it. This is my criticism to the Republican Party. I don't appreciate it. All right? This is why I think many of those Republicans on Capitol Hill won their seats, because they said that they were going to do something about this issue. I'm not saying I don't care about Renee Good and Alex Pretty and their lives. I'm not saying that. I say that's, you know, unfortunately, that's part of the game here. You want to get in the faces of ICE, if you want to try to hit ICE with your SUV, you know, if you're doing all this other nonsense, you know what? It's the F around and find out situation, right? Maybe they won the Darwin Award. I don't know. All I know is I don't really care. I really don't care. Okay? They put themselves in that situation. You didn't have ICE agents going to look for Alex Pretty, going to look and hunt Renee Good. No, they put themselves in that situation. Deport these illegal immigrants, President Trump. I'm begging you at this point. Because, you know, as soon as Democrats get in there, you know exactly what they're going to do. We've already seen it. All right. I will leave that part of it right there. But the question of the day, should illegal immigrants be able to enroll in the SNAP program? We will get into that more in the 11 o'clock hour. As I mentioned, I did want to talk a little bit about the violence in Baltimore City before we move on from that, because it did. It kind of struck a nerve for me, because I looked at what the Orioles are doing. Whether you like the Orioles or not, if you were in Maryland, you can appreciate the fact that you've got the Orioles team that are trying, right? The front office is trying to get a good team in there. Yeah, we've got lots of injuries this year. Am I following that closely as far as the games? I'm not, because it doesn't look like we're on any kind of winning streak. And you're probably thinking, Kim, that sounds like a fair weather fan. Well, so be it. I don't care. Call me one. I don't really care. But at the same time, it's like, you know, they're doing a lot when it comes to trying to get people to the city, trying to get people to the game. The Tupac bobblehead, you know, and look, Tupac, he doesn't have the cleanest past or history, right? I mean, look, people were pointing out that he was, you know, some kind of sexual predator. I don't even know the details of all that, okay? All I know is he's a rapper and I know some of his songs, okay? At the same time, obviously, the marketing team at Camden Yards knew that it was going to bring people to the game, and it absolutely did. They did their job. They then had Nelly performing on Saturday. They did their job. They brought people into town. And how were they thanked? Here it is from Fox 45. Now go to the phone lines if you want to weigh in. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Baltimore police are continuing to investigate three violent incidents over the last few days. This includes a stabbing, a robbery, and a shooting, all within less than a mile radius of each other. One of the crimes, involving a group of juveniles, according to BPD, has no arrest announced as of Sunday evening. The Baltimore City residents, they were there. They were talking to Fox 45. One woman by the name of Renisha, she says, "We need more help. We truly need help in Baltimore City." All right, so on Friday night, after the bobblehead was given away, a 38-year-old man was hospitalized because he was stabbed and assaulted by a group of juveniles around 11:20 p.m. Now, think about this, if you will. just real quick, think about this. You go to the game, you get your Tupac bobblehead, you're all excited. Now you're out there, it's a beautiful day, so now you're going to some of the bars, right? This is what we want. This is what we want. Those bars, they want these people to come from the game and then go to the bars, maybe get a bite to eat, drink some more, you know, hang out with friends. That's what they want. People move into the city because that's what they like to do. They want to go to a game, and then they want to bar hop, and they want to do it safely. Well, now you have the situation, 11:20 p.m., and this guy is stabbed. Now, I would imagine if you go to the game and you go do a couple bar hops, you know, bar hopping, by 11:20 p.m., yeah, you probably are on your way out of town, right? You probably are. Hopefully, you're getting an Uber or a Lyft. Or if you live nearby, then you might be walking home, right? Or maybe you're taking one of the scooters. Well, this 38-year-old man was stabbed, and they believe it was by juveniles. Now, with all the cameras downtown, I want to believe that they're absolutely correct on that. All right. Now, the officer said that this happened at 300 Light Street, and this address is steps away from the Inner Harbor Promenade. All right. So, Renisha, this young woman that was interviewed by Fox, she says, it makes me want to move. I've been saying for a while now, I want to get out of Baltimore because it's just not safe. I don't want to raise my child here. Renisha, I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. Not only is it not safe, I would love to know which school you're sending your kid to. You're probably not happy with that either. Let me go to the phone lines here. I've got our friend Ernest in East Baltimore. Good morning, Ernest. How are you?
Man, I'm fired up. I'm telling you right now, Kim, the disgraceful Brandon Woods mayor naming a street after Tupac Shakur, Tupac Shakur Way. Is you crazy? I mean, seriously, what you got? Like AK-47s to sell, drugs to sell. I mean, they're going to improve, you know, the housing around this area. And then the stupid Orioles to have Tupac Shakur bobblehead night. I mean, come on, man. Like, what are we trying to do here, man? We're trying to better this city, right, Kim? And then we got to have a guy that was arrested for sodomy. Yeah, that was his crime. Sodomy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and Suge Knight bailed him out of jail. And then he had to go working for Suge Knight. I know how this thing worked, man. And Tupac was always claiming West Coast. He had nothing to do with Baltimore. You know what I mean?
That's a great point, yeah.
You listen to Joe and Terrell, those two clowns, I'm sure they're going to call in and say, oh, we support Brandon Woods and what he did, called it Tupac Shakur Way. I'll tell you what, man. Why don't they just go down and think of Babe Ruth or some other white racist heroes, man? I'm sure they'd have a big problem with that, calling Babe Ruth Way, because that clown was always in some trouble. You know what I mean? And we know about his backside. But, man, for Brandon Woods, what's he thinking? He's down with the cause? This dude's the biggest sellout ever in Baltimore, man. Kim, I hope you have a great week. I'm sorry I got to feel this way, but, man, you can't honor a guy that's been dead for 30 years that did nothing for the city of Baltimore. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ernest. I appreciate it. Look, he did claim West Coast. I mean, he's right about that. As far as I don't know, Brian, the producer, did you hear whether or not Tupac put any money into Baltimore City? I don't know. I would have to go and look. You're not in the rap community. They kicked you out. Brian, the producer, they got kicked out of the rap community. What did you do? Two gangster. Oh, man. Watch out now, Brian. Yeah. That's how they say it on the streets. Yes, Brian from Park Heights. All right. Here's the thing. I'm not, again, and Ernest, thank you for, you know, informing us more on Tupac's background. I don't know a whole lot about Tupac. But what I do know is when it comes to the PR, the marketing, it did actually work, right? It did work. People came to town. But the unfortunate part about this is that also you've got Baltimore City that is so violent and so gangster, I guess, like Tupac. they're welcomed and they get this great bobblehead that is, like Tim Herb said, a great collector's item. It's now being sold on eBay for high numbers. But it comes with a price. It comes with a price. And this 38-year-old man was stabbed. Luckily, he is recovering in the hospital. Also, you had on early Sunday morning around 12:54 a.m., which could have been also, you know, Saturday night, I guess, right after Nelly performed. A 20-year-old man was assaulted and robbed while riding a scooter by three unidentified males along 400 West Baltimore Street near the Hippodrome Theater. Now, think about that. Now, they were trying, they cleaned up Lexington Market somewhat, but a lot of those people are still standing out there, right? You go a block or so over, you got the Hippodrome Theater. I have taken Olivia to the Hippodrome Theater multiple times. Her dad has season tickets, and we like to go. We love to bring there and see the shows, right? And so you would think that you would make sure that security is top-notch around the Hippodrome Theater. And they've had great shows over there. The last one we went to go see was Wicked. Before that, we saw Lion King. They were all great, fantastic shows. And you could tell there was a lot of money that went into production. And so now you've got this situation where it's like, dude, make sure that it's safe. How hard is that? You know, and this is basic government functions. This is what your tax dollars pay for. And they still can't seem to get it done. All right. You know what? I'm going to get off of that. It's upsetting because when you see people putting money in, right? The new owner of the Orioles, you see him putting money in. You see him trying to do more. You see he's giving his marketing team, you know, some leeway to kind of, you know, go and think outside of the box, whether you like it or not. Ernest, I understand you don't like it. I got a couple of texts here saying that they don't like it either. But then he went outside the box, and they brought people into town. And if you were coming into town and you were bar hopping, you were probably looking over your shoulder the entire time. And why would you want to do that, right? All right, let's see. Chris in the text line, Kim, what's next, Biggie Smalls way? Yeah, right. You know, I'm sure we're going to see more of it. But you know what? Baltimore does this a lot, I've noticed. Because they claim Tupac. They claim Angel Reese. Angel Reese isn't from Baltimore City either. She's a Baltimore County girl. I don't know. It's like they claim these people that aren't even with Baltimore City. And yet they do it because they have nothing else. Here's an idea, Mayor Brandon Scott and friends. If you had, you know, a school system that really supported your students and made sure they were successful, maybe you would turn out some celebrities, and then once they make it to fame, and maybe they'll come back and put some money in. Now, Carmelo Anthony tried to do such, and what happened with the rec center that he built? Do you guys remember what happened? They trashed it. They trashed the entire thing. Then he said he wasn't going to put more money into it because he knew that it would happen again. And why did he know it was going to happen again? Because of the failed leadership in Baltimore City. Baltimore, you are in your own way. The council, the mayor's office, you are in your own way. All right, let me go here to the phone lines real quick. I got Tom at Oaks Mills. Tom, did you want to weigh in?
Yeah, you know, one thing that strikes me when I review black culture, and I notice how all the good men in black culture who were brought down by outside nefarious forces, I'm thinking of Sam Cooke, I'm thinking of Charlie Parker, Herschel Brown, I'm thinking of Sammy Davis Jr., O.J. Simpson, and Bill Cosby. No black energy seems to be devoted in turning the magnifying glass to show how men who were essentially good were made to look bad. And yet so much time is spent and energy is spent on defending the Tupacs and the Westmores, who are obviously bad, and trying to defend the defenseless only exaggerates and accentuates the few black actors that there are. Black people have such a negative view of themselves. They want to deny the good that they do, and they want to accentuate the bad that they do. And it's ironic, because without black people, humanity could not survive. Without black people continually injecting harmony into the soul of the other three races would tear themselves apart in about 15 minutes. Why did the most essential race, the best race, perhaps the race beloved most by God, perhaps could be said to be the superior race, have such a little thought for themselves that they're continually downcast?
That's a great question, Tom. I don't know if we'll ever get to the answer to that one. And I guess to your point, yeah, Dr. Ben Carson, he doesn't get the light shined on him as he should. Tom, great point. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you so much. Hope you have a great week. We'll talk more about this when we get back, wrap it up, and then talk about our next guest coming up at 10 o'clock. Looking to upgrade your home? Then you got to visit my friends at Town Appliance at Owings Mills. Their showroom is massive, featuring over 70 top brands, everything from basics to high-end tech like Whirlpool, JennAir, KitchenAid, and Maytag. Whenever I stop in, may or make the experience wonderful. They are so knowledgeable and truly happy to help you find exactly what you need. Plus, right now, as I told you before, is a great time to buy. Town Appliance is officially kicking off their Spring Black Friday shopping event. Now, you can also take advantage of their flexible financing options to turn those dream appliances into reality. They are open Sunday through Friday in Owings Mills. Before you head down to their showroom, if you want to check out their website for more information, you can. It's townappliance.com.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
A tenuous situation in Iran after U.S. forces repelled multiple unprovoked attacks from Iranian missiles, drones, and small boats in the Strait of Hormuz. They all got out successfully. The U.S. struck two Iranian ports, but President Trump says a peace deal could be a week away as Tehran now reviews the latest U.S. offer. And as Iran continues to test Donald Trump's patience, China is now meddling. They're ordering their firms to ignore the U.S.-Iranian sanctions while daring Trump to enforce the crackdown. It is interesting, though, that Iranians hit one of China's ships. Whoopsie-daisy. They're now attacking their few remaining allies.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You know, paying 70, 80, 90 bucks a month to big wireless companies, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile for unlimited data, that is insanity, especially when Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company, my wireless company, they will give you unlimited high-speed data for just $34.99 a month. That's unlimited high-speed data at Pure Talk. Used to start at 55 bucks a month, but because Pure Talk, they're constantly pushing to give you more for less. Right now, unlimited high-speed data, $34.99 a month. Remember, they use the same cell towers as all these overpriced big carriers. You get the exact same service. Now, their U.S. customer service team is standing by to help you make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. You dial #250 on your cell. You say the keyword save now and claim unlimited high-speed data for just $34.99. #250, keyword save now, make the switch to my wireless company, America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. What separates AES Builders and Home Improvement from other builders is simple. The rooms they create become the places where life happens. Memories are made, families gather, and dreams come to fruition. Sean and Steven, who worked alongside Tim Munson, Sean's dad, for 15 years, keeping it in the family. They are carrying forward the AES legacy while bringing in a modern design perspective that will truly amaze you. AES doesn't just build rooms. They build spaces that feel like home. Call AES Builders at 410-574-4400 or visit aeshome.us.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37.
Hi, this is Vinny Steo, your home sold guaranteed realty. The market is heating up in Maryland and lower PA. Don't wait. I sell 2.8 times faster and for 3.1% more with thousands of ready buyers. Call or text today, 410-709-7515.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, got a text here from Missy. Missy says, Kim, so many people agree with Ernest. If the Orioles played better, people would come for the intention to seeing a good game, not making a buck off a bobblehead. We are angry too, Ernest. There you go, Ernest. Missy said lots of people agree with you, and I'm sure they do. I guess, you know, they're trying to do the best that they can with all this. You know what I mean? They're trying to do the best they can, but Missy, I'm right there with you. I got a lot of text messages coming in. I appreciate you guys. Let's see. John says, Kim, the Orioles should have a Bill Cosby night in September. A free date, you know what, pills at the gate. Oh, my gosh. No, John. No, John. I know it was just a joke. Also, Chuck says, Kim, illegals should not get SNAP benefits, and they can get $3,000 and self-deport if they need the money. Yeah, Chuck. Which is also, man, we talked about that, right? $3,000 to self-deport. No, I'm bringing out a dragnet and I'm dragging you by your feet. I don't really care. You know, some people say, Kim, and I get this online a lot. They'll say, Kim, well, what about the DACA recipients? You know, what about the dreamers? You know what I would like to say to them? Keep dreaming. Keep dreaming. I don't care. You've been here since 2012 and you still are not an American citizen. You're not trying to get your citizenship. Some of them aren't even trying to speak English. Some of them are here because of their parents. Did they help their parents, some of those that are citizens? Did they help their parents get their citizenship? No. And you've been here since 2012? You want me to do something about the recipients? No, I'll tell them. Keep dreaming. In another country. Keep dreaming of being here in the U.S., all right? It is a privilege to be here. All right, we get back. I will still play the sound as we are welcoming Rosalind Hansen onto the show. She's with the Montgomery County Moms for Liberty group, and, of course, she was at the Montgomery County Board of Education meeting, and she had another clip. This is the first time she's gone viral. Another clip going viral talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center. Apparently, some of their curriculum is in a few of the schools there in Montgomery County and across the state of Maryland. We'll talk to Roslyn when we get back.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta, every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is slamming as totally unacceptable Iran's response to a U.S. peace proposal aimed at ending the war. Later in the week, the president will visit one of Iran's closest allies, China. A French woman and two Americans have tested positive or are showing symptoms of hantavirus.
Authorities announced the new cases as nations around the world repatriate passengers from a cruise ship hit by an outbreak and quarantine or isolate them. French Health Minister Stephanie List says the woman was among five French passengers repatriated on Sunday to Paris from the MV Hondius, one of the 17 American passengers evacuated and flown to Nebraska, also tested positive for the virus, but is not showing any symptoms, and another had mild symptoms, U.S. health officials said late Sunday. The World Health Organization is recommending close monitoring of the former passengers and many countries quarantining them. I'm Charles Duledesma.
Demographers are taking note of a trend in migration in this country, many Americans moving from higher-cost blue states to more budget-friendly red states.
And this huge transfer of population and wealth, by the way, from blue states to the red states is really going to, I think, affect our politics in the 2032 presidential election and beyond.
Matthew Continetti with the American Enterprise Institute speaking with the Salem Radio Network. U.S. Africa Command has recovered the body of one of the two American soldiers who went missing during a military exercise in Morocco a week ago. The search continues for the second soldier. The two had gone on a recreational hike when they disappeared. Watching Wall Street this hour, the Dow trading about 38 points higher, while the NASDAQ is down 9 points and the S&P up 10 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you want unlimited talk, text, and data on a super fast network, Big Wireless will sell it to you right now for as little as $70 a month. Or you can buy it from Pure Talk for half of that. I'm talking about unlimited talk, text, and data for just $34.99 a month. But wait, there's more. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be switching to an American wireless company that's committed to keeping 100% of its customer service in this country. I appreciate that. In fact, that's why I switched. I also appreciate the way they support our vets and our skilled workforce. Dial pound 250, say micro, and get unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data for just $34.99 a month. That's pound 250, micro. Stop paying twice what you need to pay for the service you want and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinny Steele. Deputy State Fire Marshals have charged two young teens for allegedly setting a vehicle fire in Edgewood Sunday morning. The 13 and 14-year-olds are accused of setting the fire that destroyed one car and damaged four other vehicles in the 1800 block of Pulaski Highway near Trident Automotive. The fire caused an estimated $20,000 in damage. Officials say
DNA charges against a third juvenile are pending. The teens who are in custody have been referred to the Maryland Department of Juvenile Services on charges related to arson and malicious burning. No injuries were reported as a result of the fire. And at least one person is injured after a car crashed into an East Baltimore home. The accident happened in the 1300 block of East Madison Street shortly after 10:30 Sunday night. Police say a second vehicle at the scene was heavily damaged. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Are you sick of prices constantly rising, especially on some of your basic health essentials? You're not alone, and Rescue is doing something about it. This Memorial Month, Rescue Natural Supplements is featuring huge rollback prices on all their products, from cholesterol and metabolic support to their best-selling high-intensity omega-3s. What's more, you can actually stack your savings. When you buy two or more bottles, you'll get bonus bottles for free. Go to res-q.com and shop those deals. Stock up on your favorites or try something new that fits your health goals. Rescue products are meticulously crafted and rooted in belief that wellness should be personal, effective, and grounded in science. So what are you waiting for? Stack your savings with major rollback prices on top of Memorial Month deals site-wide. Shop today at res-q.com or call product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Now's the best time to put your health first and start feeling better. Go to res-q.com.
The Orioles avoided a sweep at home. Baltimore ended its series against the A's with a 2-1 win. Gunnar Henderson and Dylan Beavers each had two hits and an RBI in the victory. Chris Bassitt allowed a run over six innings to earn the win, and Rico Garcia locked down the save. The O's continue their homestand today against the Yankees. The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast is coming up next.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes, 800-314-0045.
WCBM News Time, 10:05. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off cloudy and cool for your Monday morning. Expect temperatures to only be in the 60s for the afternoon. A little bit brighter and slightly warmer on Tuesday, but another weather maker rolling in on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
57 degrees in Boley's Quarters, 56 in Pikesville, and 56 in Joppa Town. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good afternoon. My name is Rosalind Hansen. As you might recall or know, recently the Southern Poverty Law Center, or SPLC, was federally indicted based on evidence that they funneled nearly $3 million of donor money to pay actual KKK and neo-Nazi operatives, the same groups they claim to fight. Now, you're probably wondering what this has to do with curriculum. Well, the SPLC's Learning for Justice social justice standards are baked into our own social studies curriculum. MCPS has proudly championed it, and the SPLC even features us online bragging about how we are using their curriculum to re-educate white students so they could have the right historical knowledge.
All right. Good morning to you. That was just a piece of it. Rosalind Hansen, who's also on the line with us this morning, on May 7th, she went before the Montgomery County Board of Education. It presented evidence that showed that there is some curriculum designed to meet the Southern Poverty Law Center's social justice standards there in Montgomery County. First and foremost, good morning, Rosalind Hansen. How are you?
Good morning, Kimberly. I am well, just besides the fact of exposing our curriculum. How are you?
I'm doing well, and we appreciate that you continue to do this. I didn't realize it, Rosalind. I've got to make sure I say congratulations to you this morning. Of course, you were with Montgomery County Moms for Liberty, but I didn't realize you were the director and White House correspondent for Moms for Liberty.
I am very blessed to be able to report on what our administration is doing to advance parental rights, education freedom, and bring that to our stakeholders there. So, yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. Congrats on that. Well deserved. You did so much, especially when it comes to going down there to the Supreme Court and really defending not just parents, but families across the entire country. You know, Rosalind, you're not any stranger to going viral, okay? This is not the first time you've gone viral. And it's sad because it's usually about a situation in the school system, and when parents and people find out what's going on, I mean, it goes viral because it's so shocking. If you could kind of walk us through, Rosalind, you know, what is going on now in regards to the Southern Poverty Law Center and the curriculum there in Montgomery County?
Absolutely. And I'll say to your listeners, too, we're going to talk about Montgomery County here, but it is a call to action for all of your listeners to find out what curriculum is being taught in their school districts. Like Baltimore City Schools, for example, there are ties to the SPLC and what their some of their trainings are. PG County, there is a this curriculum was called Teaching Tolerance. It's been found some of the guidance from the SPLC there. Calvert County, so it's not unique to just Montgomery County. But ultimately, in 2023, the Southern Poverty Law Center started attacking everyday moms like me and any mom who wanted to learn more about what was going in the day-to-day of curriculum and education with Moms for Liberty, and they labeled us anti-government extremists. And when that happened in 2023, the attacks and the hate and the name-calling, it has really destroyed lives, and myself in particular. What I did also share at the school board was now, this person wasn't on our school board at the time, but has since been elected. So now one of our school board members, I have evidence of when they were smearing me on social media. This is a person I've never spoken to who is now in government office representing all of the stakeholders in Montgomery County. So the SPLC is manufacturing hate and lies, and now it's documented at the federal level with 11 charges under federal indictment where there's evidence against the SPLC that says, for example, they paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to an operative to help orchestrate, including even the travel associated with the Charlottesville riots in 2027. So this is a group that literally manufactures hate so that way they can keep themselves in business.
Yeah.
I'll pause here.
No, I appreciate it. Okay, we're speaking to Rosalind Hanson. Rosalind, it's so interesting because we saw that press conference. You had AG or acting AG Todd Blanche and the FBI director, Kash Patel, and they were talking about all the things that they were doing, as you mentioned, what they did there in Charlottesville. And then here on the website for Southern Poverty Law Center, they still say that they are exposing hate and injustice and fighting discrimination. I want to know, you know, from your perspective, when we found out all this information about what they were doing, funding, you know, groups like the KKK, do you believe that people really put two and two together? Because it didn't seem to me that they really took a hit.
People don't see it straight for what it is, and you have to help walk them through, right? When you continue to create a narrative that there is division within this country and that we are inherently racist, when you set people up to believe a certain thing like that, it's going to continue to fester and grow. And we talk about like the curriculum. So what MCPS did in 2024, they put out a request for proposal for a kindergarten through second grade social studies curriculum. And in that RFP, they said whoever they were going to pick, it was a requirement, and they even copy and pasted the SPLC's Learning for Justice standards into the request for proposal. And they budgeted $1 million to teach five-year-olds that our country is inherently racist, right? That we have to fight radical extremists. And I'm an everyday mom. You're an everyday mom. There's nothing radical or extreme about wanting to have American exceptionalism and talk about hard history in a way that's also not disparaging. And so that's where you have to really talk to people about the long-term consequences of telling our kids that our country was founded on hatred.
Yeah, well, and I'll ask you, and again, you know, you were also smeared there, you know, by one of these people, too. What kind of response did you receive as you were kind of laying out the facts there? I mean, do you have people that are getting behind you? Did they say whether or not the person smearing you was going to be reprimanded in any way?
I haven't heard from the school district afterwards, with the exception of one of the board members did ask for a copy of my testimony, which I made sure that they all got, and they'll all also be receiving. I only had two copies that day, but my friend Tyler O'Neill, who wrote a book that I would highly recommend for all of your listeners, Making Hate Pay, he talks about how the Southern Poverty Law Center, since their founding, have had a complete divide from their original mission to protect and defend civil rights. But he talks about how manufacturing this hate causes people to be more hateful. So that's called Making Hate Pay, and it's by Tyler O'Neill. So I'm giving even more copies to make sure every single board member has it so that way they can really understand the damage that's being done.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, with all the work that you've done, you know, even up to date, Rosalind, again, speaking of Rosalind Hanson, you would think that you would have a lot more people joining Moms for Liberty or joining the charge. Has that occurred at all?
In different parts of the country, 100%. Now, in areas like Montgomery County, I will say, and I recognize, like, I speak a lot in public, you speak a lot in public, the place I'm most nervous always is on when I'm talking to my school board, because it's the most local level, right? These are people in your community. These are people that you see at the grocery store. So I do empathize with my fellow moms who are here in Montgomery County. They'll be my cheerleader, but it takes a lot for them to stand up and speak up. And so I understand that, because it's the hardest where you live. But we are growing as an organization, but oftentimes getting up and speaking up like that, it takes, honestly, being smeared like that to cause you to want to get up and say this isn't okay.
No, and it takes a tremendous amount of courage, and we appreciate what you do, Rosalind, because it isn't easy. It is not easy at all. I wanted to ask, as far as the curriculum in the schools, and like you said, this is happening across the state of Maryland, what are some of the things, like even if they're like buzzwords or keywords, that parents can look out for?
So oftentimes you'll hear things like it's under inclusion or tolerance or social justice in general. If you hear that something is designed to advance social justice or support social justice, that is a nice word for saying that's using language to say we're recreating the narrative to create equity, not equality, and to be disparaging of American exceptionalism.
Okay, because when I hear social justice, stuff like that, you know, I see it. But, you know, I guess it could slide in anywhere. I guess another question I have here, do we have a group, I guess, similar to Southern Poverty Law Center, but on the other side? Like, do we have any groups that are combating some of this, whether it's the racism or the hate? Or is it really just those special interest groups that are really just, you know, infiltrating some of our schools here in the state of Maryland?
That's actually a great question, and it's something I need to research more. Off the top of my head, I can think about law firms who are helping to defend, like, this is what Title IX is, you know, to help keep boys out of girls' sports. You cannot have, you can't hire based off of race. You have to hire off of merit. And so things like America First Legal, that is a fantastic legal partner. But as far as a nonprofit that comes to mind, you've just given me some homework, Kim.
Well, I didn't mean to give you homework. I just wondered because, you know, you see this a lot. And I know that a lot of those groups hang out in Annapolis. And they lobby a lot of those in the General Assembly. And they do it on the federal level. And I just wonder how many groups do we have on the other side of it? And if this is something that maybe, you know, anybody listening to you today, if they could try to, you know, lead the charge. Because, you know, we're going to have to combat. This isn't going to go away overnight. Right. I mean, even with all the work that you're doing, I mean, it's going to have to continue. And I would love to see more people out there having the same courage you have. Again, we're speaking to Rosalind Hanson. She's the director and White House correspondent for Moms for Liberty. Rosalind, I wanted to ask before you go, what is it that the White House administration, what are they working on currently? What should we look out for? Is there any good news for us?
I'm sure you saw yesterday they put out mom.gov. And so that is a great resource, and it is focused on areas where to help support parents, right? Whether it's talking about the Trump accounts for children or talking about for even later on about how, I'm stumbling my words here, sorry, Kim, but talking about how to help families to save and resources for when you are expecting a child. So mom.gov, that's a great new resource that they just launched.
All right, nice. So we'll take a look at that. And I did see, Rosalind, I know you, I'm sure you saw it, or if you were not there or was there at the White House yesterday, I saw where President Trump hosted the Angel Moms for Mother's Day. And that was so beautiful in the Rose Garden. Did you know anybody that was able to attend?
Actually, yes. Our CEO of Moms for Liberty was in attendance. And so she was able to, and she sat with two Angel Moms and to hear their stories and to hear their the impact of, you know, the loss of a child. There's a reason, right? If you are a widow or you are an orphan, those are terrible positions to be in as a human. But when you think about it, there's no label for what it is to be a parent to lose a child, right? And so it, because the grief is that raw and wrong. And what President Trump is doing to close our borders and to get these drugs out and to hold people accountable, it was truly a pleasure for us to represent there and to hear from these mothers directly.
Yeah, it really is. And such a sad story. And to know that we had moms there, you know, from Maryland as well that are also, you know, dealing with this. It's just, I can't imagine what they're going through. Well, Rosalind Hanson, first and foremost, happy Mother's Day to you. And then how can people keep up with you? Thank you. How can people keep up with you and support Moms for Liberty?
Thank you for your time, Kim.
Can you hear me?
MomsForLiberty.org. Please go to MomsForLiberty.org. You can become a member. You can donate to us. We are a nonprofit, and we will keep fighting the fight to create American exceptionalism again and to protect what's being taught in our schools.
All right, Rosalind, thank you so much. And hopefully there are no more smears on your name because we know all the great work that you're doing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. And again, that was Rosalind Hanson. She's with Montgomery County Moms for Liberty. And that's just something for you to keep your eye on. You know, it's wild because here they go to the Supreme Court and they have this huge win, right? Keeping males out of female sports and, you know, just trying to, you know, tame that in general with the whole trans issue. And then, you know, you see this come about and it's like, dude, they just won't quit. They won't stop. And it's like the agenda. What is the agenda? That's the part that gets me. What's the agenda? Do you want, like really, do you want to continue to sow this hatred just so you can make money off of it? Is it just about the money? Really? Or is it, you know, just for you, is this a lifetime situation where for all eternity, you will have black students feeling that they're so oppressed, they cannot be successful. And meanwhile, Montgomery County schools, I mean, some of the best schools in Maryland, in Montgomery County, and you're teaching these kids that they are oppressed or that they should hate thy neighbor. I mean, it's like, what is going on? And then you look at some of the test scores of some of these other counties, I'm sure they would love to be in a position like some of these Montgomery County schools. And then you have people like Rosalind and others that are constantly fighting this. And to all of those that listen that are in the General Assembly, when you're approached by some of these groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center and other groups, could you just do us a favor and to not, you know, go in bed with them? Can you do us that favor? Can we all just make a pact today? Can we do this? Can we all just agree that, yeah, we have a different view of, you know, the trans issues. We have a different view of the LGBTQ community. We have a different view on racism and all these things. But can we all just come together and say the least that we could do is stay out of the school system and educate our kids to the best of our ability? If you have an organization where you want to teach, you know, black kids that they're oppressed for the rest of their lives, put a nonprofit together and do it outside. Okay, but doing it in the schools, like, come on. These are public funded schools. Taxpayers are paying for these schools, and you got people walking in telling kids that they can't get ahead in life. This is how we're getting left behind. And then, you know, Governor Moore, oh, leave nobody behind. BS. A lot of these kids are being left behind mentally, emotionally. And, of course, you know, having a hard time being able to read or write. All right, coming up next, if you want to weigh in on this, you can. Another situation that I wanted to get into when we get back. Obviously, I want to talk about Wes Moore. Not sure if you guys saw, but an IDF soldier was on the campus there in Towson University. We'll talk about that as well. Real quick before we go, I have found my new favorite hangout spot. I told you guys it is the Social Kitchen at Yorktown Social off of Cranbrook Road. It is a casual, contemporary, and trendy space with vibrant, beautifully designed surroundings just made for mingling. I have had the chance to eat there myself multiple times, and the tapas-style small plates are just out of this world.
I'm talking pineapple shrimp ceviche, short rib egg rolls, and honestly, the crab cake balls might be the best in town. So whether you're grabbing a bold cocktail or heading back to the private bourbon bar, please check that out when you're there, by the way. This place has it all under one roof. It's truly amazing, and don't be surprised if you see me there, too. Now, if you see me there, you can come up and say hello, okay? Don't feel shy. Bring your friends and your family and experience it for yourself. Go to YorktownSocial.com to see the full menu and hours open. Yorktown Social could be your next favorite hangout, just like it's mine.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Winstead. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's Attorney Rod Winstead. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL. Today to schedule a free consultation.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
You've got Democrats standing in the schoolhouse door again to keep it violent and keep the schools terrible so people of color are uneducated about things. They are impoverished, they are dependent, and they are ridden with crime and also very, very hateful and very angry and very desirous of Republicans to be destroyed.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, another thank you to Rosalind Hanson. I had no idea. I was thinking she's just with the Montgomery County Moms for Liberty. She's the White House correspondent for Moms for Liberty. All right? See, there's a lot of moms out there. They pour their heart and soul into making sure that kids are able to succeed, even if they're not their own kids. You know what I mean? It's like you ever had that, Brian, the producer? There was like that one mom in the neighborhood where you knew that she was there for everybody. Like, you just knew it. And it's like, you know, that's how I see Rosalind Hanson. That's how I see a lot of these Moms for Liberty. I don't want to call them activists because I don't know if that's the right word, activists. But, you know, I think they're really doing a fantastic job. Also, don't forget the question of the day, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate at WCBM.com and also on the app. Should illegal immigrants be able to enroll into the SNAP program? Yes or no? Yes or no? And, you know, honestly, I guess, you know, it doesn't matter because we can kind of get into that right now, really. Because after the break, I do want to talk about Wes Moore and the latest from Spotlight on Maryland in regards to how he got to Afghanistan. You see, all this is coming out, and we knew this was going to happen, right? It's going to be the slow drip, I'm sure, all the way to November. Talking about Governor Wes Moore and the inconsistencies with his story, with his resume, I'm sure with the books that he's authored. I think there were three total. There's going to be a lot to come out, and a lot of this hinges on his military service, rightfully so. But he went on the PBD podcast with Patrick Bet-David, and we talked about what he said as far as his son transitioning. Remember last week he said if his son came to him, he's 14 years old, his son came to him and he asked and told him he wants to transition. Apparently, Governor Wes Moore said it would be fine, which is absolutely ridiculous. Well, anyways, he was also on the PBD podcast, and that's why we have this question of the day. He was asked whether or not illegal immigrants should be on the SNAP program. Take a listen.
On SNAP. One, are you for SNAP not being given to many of these illegal immigrants and folks who are taking it at percentages higher where that money needs to be going to Americans for people that need it rather than for people that are coming to take advantage of the system.
Yeah, and honestly, that's the way the system is structured now, right? Is that
abuse is there, though.
Well, but then abuse, abuses is one thing, right? And abuse, if anyone is breaking the law, then of course you need to be accountable for being able to break the law. But what we're talking about and the way the system is structured right now is that it's a joint responsibility between the federal government and our states to be able to provide supplemental nutrition mm-hmm. for our kids. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it's a better thing for all of us because, like, I don't want my kids going to school hungry. I don't want my kids, you know, suffering from illnesses that are now going to cost more money for them to have to go to emergency rooms mm-hmm. and deal with. The more people I can have being productive members of my community, the less money I have to spend on social services. And so I actually think this is actually a good investment to be able to do these things. And if the president is going to adjust it, my point is this, then have a conversation with the nation's governors who are your partners inside of this work. But you cannot just unilaterally decide that you're going to adjust it and, again, violate the law to do it and then expect for us to just come up with it. That's not the way a partnership is supposed to work.
All right. So he doesn't have to talk to the governors if President Trump doesn't want to. He could just go to Congress. And federal law is the law of the land. Sorry, Governor. It doesn't have to be a meeting of the governors. I mean, he was pulling that out of his you-know-what. But it's so interesting because that question itself about the SNAP program, don't forget, we had one of those scathing audits that came out from the comptroller's office that showed that there could be fraud and abuse in the SNAP program here in the state of Maryland. And I'm guessing that's why PBD Patrick Bet-David asked him that question, because there are signs, right? Remember, his administration, Moore's administration, was asked, you know, do they believe there's any abuse or fraud in the SNAP program in the state of Maryland? Remember, the response was, we don't know. That was the response, okay? I'm sure he's wishing he never did this interview, because a lot of this is going to come back to haunt him. Now, he also said, I don't want our kids to go, you know, to school or hungry, and we should be spending more money on social services. I mean, did we not learn all we learned about the foster care system in Maryland? Yeah, you're doing a bang-up job with that one, Governor Moore. All right, let me come back. More about Governor Moore. Stay right there.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. California man accused of storming the White House Correspondents Association dinner late last month, armed with guns and knives, has pleaded not guilty to charges he attempted to assassinate President Trump and also fired a shotgun at a Secret Service agent. 31-year-old Cole Allen appeared this morning in federal court in D.C. for arraignment. President Trump is pulling no punches when it comes to his feelings about Iran's response to a U.S. peace proposal. On Truth Social, Mr. Trump writes, I've just read the response from Iran's so-called representatives. I don't like it. In capital letters, he spells out the words, totally unacceptable. The Iran war could cast a chill over the president's visit to China. That's scheduled for later in the week. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 87 points, on the Nasdaq trading 45 points lower. More details at srnnews.com.
This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth. The second Psalm says that God is sitting in heaven laughing at the nations and their leaders regarding their thoughts on power. It's the laughter of a father when his three-year-old boasts that he or she can outrun him or beat him in a wrestling match. Just as the father knows the limited strength of that child, God knows the boundaries of power of the nations. And every nation is limited. But God is not. God is all-powerful. He created the world and knew about the empires of the earth long before they came into being. But pride and power cause nations leaders to rebel against God. They rant and rave against him, but he laughs because, as Jesus told Pontius Pilate, any power they have comes from him and he can also take it away. In the big picture, we don't need to fear the tyrants and evil leaders of the world because they are ultimately in God's hands. And as we read in Proverbs 21, he will turn their hearts as he turns to rivers of water. So don't fear those who can only kill the body, but fear God who can destroy both body and soul in hell. This is Pastor Dave Lewis at a Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
I'm Geffen Cool Ball. The Knicks completed a four-game East second-round series sweep of the 76ers with a blowout 144-114 victory. Karl Anthony Towns totaled 17 points and 10 assists.
I've always said that the toughest game is the one to end someone's season, and to see us taking that those words serious is great.
Spurs star Victor Wembanyama was ejected for a flagrant 2 foul in the first half of the Timberwolves series tying 114-109 Game 4 victory. The league-worst Wizards won the lottery for this year's top overall NBA draft pick. Stanley Cup playoffs, Alex Newhook lit the lamp twice as the Canadiens routed the Sabres 6-2 for a 2-1 East second round series lead. Christopher Ayton held on for a two-stroke victory in golf's Truist Championship at Quail Hollow, and Shane Van Gisbergen remains NASCAR's road course ace with a win at Watkins Glen from the pole. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperatures starting off cool for your Monday morning. Lots of clouds around. Could see a couple of showers as we go through the middle of the morning. Look for highs only in the 60s. Should see more sunshine and temperatures a little bit warmer on Tuesday, and then tracking that next weather maker as more rain returns by the middle of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Amazon Business. Unlock smart business buying with fast, free delivery on millions of items and practical AI innovations that automate repetitive tasks. Learn more at AmazonBusiness.com.
Hey, Baltimore. How does guaranteed income that you cannot outlive sound to you? Great, right? Then call Adam Waske, president of Harford Life Group. He's been helping people get the most out of their finances for over 15 years. Adam will grow your money without risk. Yep, you heard that right. Growth without risk. You can also enjoy an up to 20% cash bonus with no fees. And you heard that right as well. Learn more about Adam Waske. Go to HarfordLifeGroup.com.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
All right, again, another thank you to Rosalind Hanson with the Moms for Liberty White House correspondent, also with Montgomery County Moms for Liberty as well. We were talking about Governor Wes Moore before the break there. We played a little bit of audio from the PVD podcast. That's been going viral. If you don't follow Patrick Bet-David, the podcast does pretty well. I think I follow them on YouTube. I catch some of their clips here and there. But he did an entire sit-down interview with Wes Moore. And it was about an hour interview. And so you've got some of these clips that are going viral, and they're putting them out clip by clip, right? I guess not everybody tunes in for the entire hour. So they're putting out these little clips. And, you know, this time around, he was asked about the SNAP program and illegal immigrants abusing and using the SNAP program. And he says that that's fine. You know, Wes Moore is fine with that. I guess with his logic, it's not abuse if you're handing it to them, right? For him, it's not abuse if they have the green light to use it. You know, but meanwhile, the state is bankrupt as it is. And you do have a situation at the Department of Human Services here in the state. The foster care system is still a mess. Yes, we've had Doug and Mike Griffith on the show, and he introduced legislation, which thankfully passed by the grace of God, to help mitigate some of the issues they have there. But at the same time, there's still a lot going on. It's a very complicated situation. And even though they tell us there aren't going to be any kids staying at, you know, the hospitals or the homeless shelters, you know, or the hotels, you know, we have to trust that that's not happening. But also, just so you guys know, like, you know, up front, I got to tell you, when we don't have those kids at those places, I do wonder where they are. I wonder where they are. Because as far as I know, you know, we were told that they didn't have a ton of foster families coming forward to help out. And they didn't have placement homes for these kids. And that's why they were being, you know, held at the homeless shelters or the hospitals or the hotels. I want to know, what did they find out? What did they do differently? Did they send these kids to other states? Like, what did they do? I have that question. And a part of me, I don't know if I even want the answer. Because what we saw with Kanaya Ward, and then we find out some of these kids were placed in homes with sexual predators. You know, for me, and we've had this conversation, when it involves kids, it's hard for me to talk about it. I quite literally avoided the Uvalde school shooting because it was that difficult. It's hard for me to discuss some of these things. But I do wonder what's going on with those kids today. You removed them from the hospital rooms, but where did you move them to? Anyways, Governor Moore seems to think it's fine to have illegal immigrants on our SNAP program. Again, don't forget the question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should illegal immigrants be able to enroll in the SNAP program? Yes or no? It's at WCBM.com. You could also take that poll question right there on the app. Speaking of which, let me go ahead and check our text messages here for a second. You've got some people weighing in, of course, on a couple other things. Now, Bernadette, she weighed in earlier. Bernadette, I see your text here. I appreciate you calling in, or texting in, I should say. She said she has two issues. First, you know, think about the kids on the SNAP program. She says that, you know, they may be bringing kids that aren't even theirs into the country just as pawns and for purposes of coming over the border and being able to stay. Yeah, Bernadette, that's another piece of this, right? I mean, we've heard about a lot of these kids being abducted and being trafficked. And so, yeah, you don't even know. And so, yeah, they could be getting SNAP benefits with kids that aren't supposed to be in their custody. And nobody wants to touch the situation because, God forbid, you do something about illegal immigration. You know, that's another piece of this, right? Not even kids that are, you know, here, American citizens that are in the foster care system. What about some of these other kids? What is going on with some of these undocumented kids that are here? Are they in the foster care system? Or, you know, when they find out that they've been trafficked or abducted or their mom sold them to some coyote and allowed them to take them, what happens to those kids? See, when it comes to the children in this country, you guys see it like I see it. I'm sure you do. The protection for the children really is, I'm not going to say it's non-existent, but it's not as tight as around some of our elected officials or, you know, people like that. And it's not even tight around Republican elected officials, to be honest. I mean, we saw what's been happening with the Trump administration. I just wish we would do more. I really wish we would do more. So anyways, those were my questions on that one. I got other questions, though, but not really much about the SNAP program. A little bit about Governor Wes Moore. And this is a big article in the Baltimore Sun, How Wes Moore Got to Afghanistan. Now, this is some analysis that's being done by Spotlight on Maryland. And it has here a well-placed mentor, an unusual path, and favoritism. So we've been discussing the fact that Gary Collins, Spotlight of Maryland, he's been requesting the Moore administration to publicly disclose Governor Wes Moore's military service. For some reason, we probably know why, but for some reason, they don't want to do that. All right. They don't want to do it. They keep telling, you know, they're giving Gary the runaround and other reporters there with Spotlight. They're giving him the runaround saying, oh, yeah, we'll get to it. Or, you know, this, that, and the third, and we'll take a look at it. Right. We see it all the time. It's now to the point where Wes Moore sees Gary Collins at events and he's like running and jumping into his SUV. It's that bad. It's that bad. And as I said before, in case anybody in Wes Moore's administration is listening, this isn't going to get any better, right? Right now, Gary Collins, Spotlight of Maryland, the fact that they're digging into this, this is only the tip of the iceberg, okay? You might think, okay, they're doing their due diligence and, you know, they don't absolutely love Wes Moore as the governor. But when you get into the big leagues, right, when you are running for the Oval Office against Democrat primary opponents, such as which, you know, Pete Buttigieg, and you're faced with his opposition team, it's going to be like hell. If you think this is bad, just wait until you meet the people that are getting paid big money and have access to all of these things. Okay? If you think this is bad, you are in for a real nightmare if you go run for the Oval Office more. Really. Because this is nothing like they do on the federal level. They will tear you a new one running on, you know, the Fed level. Anyways, going back over here to the Baltimore Sun. It says, before Westmore deployed to Afghanistan in 2005, his Army career had not followed a normal officer track. Moore had been commissioned into the Army Reserve in 1998, but records reviewed by Spotlight of Maryland show he failed to complete within 36 months his required initial officer training, finally finishing it more than 7 years later in 2005, which is June of 2005. That course, the Military Police Basic Officer Leader course, provided Moore's only Army credentials of qualification, finally making him eligible to deploy overseas after many years of being non-deployable. 2 months later, he was then in Afghanistan. Now, of course, I would love for some of our veterans, our service members, I would love for you guys to call in and weigh in on this. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. You can also text in the text line. As we go through this, I wonder if anything really truly stands out to you as well as we talk about this. Now, Spotlight could find no evidence that he was qualified in any other Army branch before he finished military police schooling. Okay? He did not deploy to the kind of first assignment expected of a newly qualified military police lieutenant. Records released thus far by the Army, again, this is not by Westmore, but by the Army, shows that he did not lead a platoon, serve as a company executive officer, or work his way through the lower level assignments where young officers learn the fundamentals, of their Army branch. Now, those assignments typically comprise the first 3 to 5 years of an officer's career. Now, Spotlight of Maryland did ask Governor Moore to provide any evidence that he held an operational assignment as a military police officer, refuting Army records. Thus far, Westmore has refused. He has refused to release these records. Okay. Now, we talked about this, I guess this was 2 weeks ago, and we were told that there were shoes to drop. Remember that? Spotlight of Maryland did this whole thing saying there were shoes to drop. And at that time, it didn't say, you know, about what. And then I took a guess, and I said it has to be with the military records. And many of you called in and texted in, and you agreed. I have a feeling, okay? This is just me. I'm just, you know, putting it out there. This is my suspicion. I have a feeling that he has completely lied about his military service. And I have a feeling that when he says that he led soldiers through combat, because remember, this is something that he says, and that's a quote. He led soldiers through combat. He says that often, whether it was at that Baltimore City official launch party or rally, I guess you could say, whether it was at the trade museum, whether it was, you know, some of the text messages. I don't know if you guys received some of the text messages that come out from Governor Moore's campaign team. It says that in those text messages, he sends emails out saying that he led them through combat. He has done multiple interviews on, you know, whether it's Meet the Press, whether it's MS Now, used to be MSNBC. He has said this time and time again. And that's why I thought it was so strange that Don Moore, Governor Moore's wife, when she got up to the podium at that launch rally in Baltimore City, she said specifically, and I've never heard her say this before. She said, I never thought I would be marrying a politician, but I knew I was marrying a soldier. And it was, that's when it goes ding, like, you know, the light bulb in the head kind of deal. I get those too. Yes, I do. Believe it or not, that's when the light bulb went off for me. I said, oh, wait. So now she's invoking that now it's about the soldier. Now it's about the soldier, right? He can no longer tell the story that he grew up in Baltimore City and he's the other Westmore. He can talk about being a Rhodes Scholar. That's fine. As far as we know, that is true. He can't talk about being in the University of Maryland College Football Hall of Fame. That doesn't actually exist. And when it comes to this Oxford thesis and how he became a White House fellow, we still haven't seen that thesis, and you've got Andrew Kerr at the Washington Free Beacon that still has many questions about not just the thesis, but also the story that he tells when he goes to speak. So you ever notice, even though Governor Moore, he loves to post on social media, right? Whether it's videos in the governor's office or, you know, hanging out at the Ravens training facility and throwing footballs with some of his favorite Ravens football players. He takes advantage of that often. But if you ever noticed, he never posts videos of him speaking at events in other states. You ever see that? Yeah. So when I go speak in other states, you know, sometimes I'll post the pictures. If they get the video, I'll try to post the video as well. The one time that I actually got to speak at Mar-a-Lago, I posted that in full. I was so excited about that. And if you look at those that are elected officials or those running for office, when they speak, they usually try to get a video of what they say. Even if it's like a minute, 2 minutes, the full speech, whatever. Some people will put up their Facebook Live and go live from the event, and you can see them speaking on stage at that moment. But you never see that with Governor Wes Moore. And it is in my view, he doesn't do it because he's telling a lot of lies. That's my take on it. And when we were told by Andrew Kerr at the Washington Free Beacon that he was telling this story as he's stumping for other candidates about his great-grandfather being run out of a town in Georgia by the KKK, and Andrew Kerr, he said he kept saying this over and over again. He said he did his due diligence, and then he found out the KKK wasn't even there where Governor Wes Moore swears his great-grandfather was run out of town by the KKK. And so he was asked about that. And if you recall, he basically just said that Andrew Kerr and the Washington Free Beacon, they're just right-wing MAGA influencer, conservative vlog, right? And that's why they're posting all this stuff. You know, and he never once said that he had proof that his great-grandfather was run out of town. He never once said, no, I can prove that the KKK was there. I can prove because my great-grandfather wrote this about it. He doesn't have anything to back that story up. Doesn't have it. Now, we didn't even know that he was telling this story until we saw it in the Washington Free Beacon. Because he doesn't actually post what he says at these events in other states. I'm just telling you from my experience, that's suspicious. Because he's running, as far as we know, he's running for a higher office. And if you're running for the Oval Office, wherever you go speak somewhere, you want to get at least a minute and you want to post it. Like, remember last week we posted Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State. He was at one of the White House press briefings. And he had, you know, this one reporter had asked him this question, and his response was so impactful. Remember, we played it here on the show? Well, that's usually what you do, right? If you're running for president and you're thinking about running for president, you take that little piece, that little snippet that was so impactful, you put music behind it, and then you make it like this whole piece of content. We have not seen a piece of content from Wes Moore on Wes Moore's social media pages when he goes to speak in these other cities and states. There is a reason for that. That's just my opinion. Kim Klasick. Okay? All right. So more about what's going on with this Spotlight on Maryland piece and how Wes Moore got to Afghanistan. If you go through, and I thought they did a great job at kind of putting all this together, they go down and they talk about Fenzel. Now, Fenzel is the deputy brigade commander and was no ordinary officer, as they say here. At the time of Wes Moore's deployment, he was the brigade's deputy commander. He had already experienced combat in the Persian Gulf War, had been among the first American soldiers sent to Bosnia in 1995 to help in the Civil War. And there was a White House fellow during the George Bush administration and had been sent by the Army to Harvard for graduate school. He would later become a lieutenant general. And he is quite close to Governor Wes Moore. And so what the Spotlight of Maryland's kind of suggesting here and asking kind of the question, you know, this guy Fenzel, because he's got an impeccable resume himself. Apparently, he was the guy that told Governor Moore, and this is from what Governor Moore said, that he should use his military service when he decides to run for political office. And so people are wondering at this point, you know, how true is this story as far as his military service? And has he been using this military service, right? As you heard his wife's Dawn said, I thought I was marrying a soldier. Is he using this military service to basically beef up his resume just because he wants to run for the Oval Office? Is he basically taking this service, right? And he did serve, right? Is he taking it and embellishing it? And is he doing all these things because he just wants to use it as another piece to his puzzle to one day be the president? If so, if he is lying about this stuff, I have a feeling there would be a lot of veterans very upset. And there will be a lot of people in general very upset. Family members of veterans or people serving in the military, very upset. That's not why they pledged to serve the country, to use it as a stepping stone. All right, we get back. We'll talk more about this. I got a caller on the line. Real quick, I do recommend AES Builders and Home Improvement because they truly care about the people they serve. From the first conversation to the final walkthrough, Sean and Steve and the owners. Now, almost 2 years have majestically continued Shauna's dad, Tim Butz's love and passion for helping to create your needs and your dreams. Now, their craftsmanship, attention to detail, and commitment to doing it right is why families have trusted AES since 1989. And you know, I've told you before, I do too. Now, the AES motto is still the same. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Now, call AES Builders at 410-574-4400. Don't delay. If you want to visit them online, you can do so. AESHome.us.
Are you sick of prices constantly rising, especially on some of our basic health essentials? You're not alone, and Rescue's doing something about it. This Memorial Month, Rescue Natural Supplements is featuring huge rollback prices on all of their products, from cholesterol and metabolic support to their best-selling high-intensity omega-3s. What's more, you can actually stack your savings. When you buy two or more bottles, you get bonus bottles for free. Go to res-q.com to shop these deals. Stock up on your favorites or try something new that fits your health goals. Rescue products are meticulously crafted, rigorously tested, and rooted in the belief that wellness should be personal, effective, and grounded in science. So what are you waiting for? Stack your savings with major rollback prices on top of Memorial Month deals site-wide. Shop today at res-q.com or call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Now's the best time to put your health first and start feeling better. Just go to res-q.com.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstadt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
All right, again, we'll take a look at it. It's in the Baltimore Sun. It's an analysis how West Moore got to Afghanistan. And just so you know, when Moore arrived in Afghanistan in August 2005, the brigade, known during the deployment as Combined Task Force Devil, had been operating in the eastern part of the country along the Pakistan border for nearly 3 months. It was the commander, Colonel Patrick Donahue, that oversaw about 5,000 soldiers and Marines. Now, they said Moore earned his right to say he served with the 82nd Airborne Division because he had of his attached status, but he was not an organic member of the 82nd Airborne. He was not a paratrooper in the truest meaning of the word in Army lingo, which is something Spotlight will cover in future stories. So, you know, this whole thing, I led all these people during combat and all this other stuff, you know, as the Army's releasing records that West Moore's refusing to release, Spotlight on Maryland is digging through and saying, well, wait a minute. So now this also comes into question. What exactly did West Moore do in the military? We go to the phone lines here. I've got Johnny in Hamilton. Hey, Johnny, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Kim. First off, there's only three in the Army. There's only three branches of combat. That's artillery, infantry, and mechanized tanks, armor. West Moore military police is support. Okay? As a second lieutenant, he would either operate as operating a squad, or he's a paper pusher. What I read was that he was a civilian affairs officer, which is part of the MPs.
Okay.
That's a PR guy. All right. I was in air defense artillery in Germany, and I was in the 509th Airborne in Vicenza, Italy. I probably got more jumps than Moore's got. The guy is a fraud.
Wow. Wow, Johnny, first and foremost, thank you so much for your service. Let me ask you this, Johnny. As you're looking into this and all this is being exposed, do you think people will understand how disgusting it is that he would lie about some of these things?
Well, the thing about Moore is, let's get to the chase of it. He embellished his record when he wanted to be an intern or whatever at the White House. The guy that's the Brigadier General was his best buddy, was in his marriage entourage. There's no way in God's green acre, if you're put in for a Bronze Star, and that Bronze Star was for service, not valor, are you going to let it slide for 11 years and then finally get your buddy after he becomes a two-star to CYA you? That's what it's all about. It's going to come all out, Tim. Yeah. He's going to be worse than Martin O'Malley.
Yeah, I believe he already is. Johnny, thank you so much again for your service. Thank you for calling in. I hope you have a great week.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I have a feeling this is going to get nasty. And that's why I said, the Moore administration, if you think it's bad that Spotlight on Maryland is digging, dude, you have seen nothing yet. You have seen nothing. If you run for the White House, whether it's 2028 or 2032, your primary opponents, they have opposition teams where people get paid six figures just to sit on the computer and to find out your deepest, darkest secrets. Your military records are out there somewhere. They will find them. This is all going to come out. All right, coming up in the next hour, we'll wrap up this conversation. There's a win in Virginia, an IDF soldier at Towson University, a county councilman that resigns, and so much more. Don't go anywhere. And don't forget the question of the day. Should illegal immigrants be on the SNAP program? Yes or no? You tell me.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Previously on Casey and Company.
I don't think name calling and going after people negatively is going to work. I would present your ideas on how to make Maryland more affordable, safer. I think this is where Republicans really, this is where they hit the self-destruct button in this state. We saw it last time with Hogan, right? But we'll see.
Start your morning with Maryland's Wake Up Call. Casey and Company, weekday mornings at 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. A California man accused of storming the White House Correspondents Association dinner last month armed with guns and knives has pleaded not guilty to charges of attempting to assassinate President Trump and firing a shotgun at a Secret Service officer. 31-year-old Cole Allen arraigned this morning in D.C. federal court. The president pulls no punches when it comes to his feelings about Iran's response to a U.S. peace proposal.
President Trump rejected Iran's response to end the war. In a social media post, Trump calls it totally unacceptable. Iran state media says Tehran rejected the proposal as amounting to surrender. Instead, Iran is insisting on war reparations by the U.S. Speaking on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Mike Walls, says President Trump is giving diplomacy every chance possible.
We don't expect a regime that's been obsessed with a new nuclear weapon to just give it up freely.
I'm Mike Hempen.
U.S. Africa Command has recovered the body of one of the two American soldiers who went missing in Morocco a week ago.
The Army has identified that missing soldier as First Lieutenant Kendrick Lamont Key Jr. A Moroccan military search team found the 27-year-old American Air Defense Artillery officer. Lieutenant Key became one of two soldiers who fell off a cliff during a recreational hike. The Army reported both service members missing on May 2nd after taking part in African Lion, an annual multinational military exercise.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. A French woman and two Americans have tested positive or show symptoms of hantavirus. They're among passengers evacuated from a cruise ship in the Canary Island, sent back to their home countries, where they are now in quarantine. The Dow is up 40 points, NASDAQ ahead 28. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Fox 45 reports that before Wes Moore deployed to Afghanistan in 2005, his Army career had not followed a normal officer track. Moore had been commissioned into the Army Reserve in 1998, but records reviewed by Spotlight on Maryland show he failed to complete within 36 months his required initial officer training, finally finishing it more than 7 years later in June 2005. That course, the Military Police Basic Officer Leader course, provided Moore's only Army credentials of qualification, finally making him eligible to deploy overseas after many years of being non-deployable. And a 20-year-old man was assaulted and robbed early Sunday while riding a scooter in downtown Baltimore, according to police. Police said the attack happened in May 10th at about 12:54 a.m. in the 400 block of West Baltimore Street near the Hippodrome. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
The Orioles avoided a sweep at home. Baltimore ended its series against the A's with a 2-1 win. Gunnar Henderson and Dylan Beavers each had two hits and an RBI in the victory. Chris Bassett allowed a run over six innings to earn the win, and Rico Garcia locked down the save. The O's continued their homestand today against the Yankees. WCBM News Time 11:05. The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast is next.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
WCBM News Time, 11:06. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Keeping the clouds around for most of your day Monday. Couple of showers here through the middle part of the day, but as we head later into the afternoon and evening, we'll be clearing out. Highs only in the 60s. More sunshine and a little bit warmer on Tuesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
57 degrees in Bel Air, 57 in Edgemere, and 56 in Ellicott City. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Everywhere you go, we're always with you.
I'll be there for you.
connected with the news and talk you love. Download the WCBM app. Just go to WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. Oh, hopefully you guys had a great Mother's Day weekend. I know the weather was beautiful yesterday. We got to enjoy it. And we went to Old Town Alexandria. We had early dinner at the Chart House down there. And it was packed. It was bustling. Everybody was out there. You know, there's all kind of shops and everything. And yes, no crime, no violence. No one was stabbed. No one was robbed. No carjackings. That's exclusively in, very blue cities where they allow lawlessness. So, yeah, you saw that over the weekend in Baltimore, at Baltimore's Inner Harbor, but over at the Alexandria, Virginia waterfront, or even at National Harbor, you had none of that activity. Absolutely none of that happened, right? And it's not like you have a bunch of police patrolling. You don't have that down there either. You just have laws in place that are enforced. It's wild how that will deter crime, right? It's so wild how that happens. If you're just joining us, I have to ask you, where the heck have you been? We had Rosalind Hansen on with the Montgomery County Moms for Liberty, also the Moms for Liberty White House correspondent. And she was talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center and how some of their race baiting and hatred curriculum has made it to Maryland schools, and specifically there in Montgomery County. And then as she was trying to call it out, you had people smearing her online. And just remember, you know, these people that put their necks out there that are fighting for our kids, that are fighting for our rights, it comes at a cost. And, you got to respect it. And if you can help out with Montgomery County or even just Moms for Liberty in general, make a donation, attend some of their meetings, find out how you can volunteer, because they really are putting themselves out there. I'm not saying you have to go and speak in front of the Board of Education or, put your name on the dotted line there, as Rosalind has done and so many others. But even helping behind the scenes, I think, would be a great help, because obviously we want to get all of this hatred, the gender euphoria stuff. Like, we want to get all this stuff out of the school system, right? I mean, it's enough is enough. I mean, our kids are not being set up for success. That's obvious. We also talk about Governor Wes Moore. He does believe that there should be illegal immigrants, that should be able to take advantage of our SNAP program. Now, SNAP, of course, under a lot of scrutiny, and unfortunately, it is very sad. And when you're seeing so much of the budget going into all of these programs, and then you find out you've got illegal immigrants that are taking advantage of them. And they're getting stuff over, American citizens, over our veterans, over our own kids in the foster system. It's hard to imagine that this governor will continue down this road. I mean, overwhelmingly across the country, people voted against what he's pushing, right? Essentially, he's pushing the same stuff that you saw from VP Kamala Harris. People voted against that. Why on earth does Wes Moore think he has a shot at the Oval Office if he's got the same agenda? He's got the same thing going on. Nobody wants what you're selling. Of course, thank you, Johnny and Hamilton. He called in, and we were talking about how Wes Moore got to Afghanistan. That's still in question. And Spotlight of Maryland is really digging into that. But as Johnny pointed out, and again, thank you for your service. You know, he said, look, this guy, the fraud is there, right? I mean, you can see it. And the more we learn about his military service, and this is, again, from the Army. This is what the Army has released so far, because Wes Moore refuses to release his own documents. Now, you had people like John Myrick and Ed Hale Sr., running in the gubernatorial race. They said that they are just fine with releasing their records. Gary Collins went down to Southern Maryland speaking to a gentleman running for office down there. He's, releasing his military records, and he's a black guy that was a lifelong Democrat. They're like, dude, the fact that this guy isn't just handing over his records with all these questions, it makes you suspicious of what's going on. And rightfully so. Of course, we talked about the crime and violence in Camden Yards, and we talked about, we talked about so much so far. Of course, the question of the day, we did go over that as well. A couple of different things that I wanted to touch on. First and foremost, if you are there in Baltimore County, you most likely heard that you have a county councilman that has decided to resign. Now, I will say that I've heard rumors that Wade was going to resign probably weeks ago. Wade Cash is not doing so well health-wise. I do have a little bit of audio for you to take a listen to.
A shakeup in the Baltimore County Council. District 3 Councilman Wade Catch says that he's stepping down for health-related reasons. In a letter, Catch said that his last day was May 7th, meaning that his time on the council is now over. The councilman served District 3 for 11 years. Catch also says that he's proud of his 51 years of public service, 40 of which he spent in the Maryland House of Delegates. The letter says that Catch was involved in securing funding for Delaney and Towson High Schools and multiple senior centers in the area as well, while also pushing back on the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project. County Executive Kathy Klausmeier issued this statement saying in part, quote, I had the opportunity to serve with Wade in Annapolis, where he earned respect on both sides of the aisle because people knew where he stood and how deeply he cared about the residents he represented. His dedication to public service has left a lasting impact on Baltimore County. I thank him for his many years of service and wish my friend and colleague all the best.
All right, there you have it. Wade Cash is resigning from his seat there on Baltimore County Council. And now I will go through the Maryland Board of Elections website and see who's running for that seat currently. But there has been rumors of him stepping away because of health reasons. I thought it was interesting that we got a message from Kathy. He doesn't want to work Klausmeier, the interim county executive. You know, I still have so little respect for her and her office, but I will say I'm glad that she said at least something, you know, even though I'm not so certain she said it herself, but it is what it is. But we will end up taking a look and seeing who's going to possibly, you know, have that seat come November. So we'll take a look at that. I am going to get into the carjacking at the Towson Town Center while we're in Baltimore County. But real quick, I'll go to the phone lines. Got my friend Metal in White Marsh, also in Baltimore County. Hey, Metal, how are you?
Hey, pretty good. How are you making out today, Kim?
I'm doing well. I see we were talking about Westmore. We were talking about Baltimore County. And now you have Wade Cash, you know, a Republican that's resigning.
Right. Well, the whole I wanted to say something about Moore. I mean, it's, you know, I study, you know, I'm a retired camera guy, right? So I studied behind the lens for, you know, almost 40 years. So I watch people. I see how they act, how their face moves. And I watch Moore. And if you look at him, he literally talks out of the side of his mouth. His mouth is slanted. And now I don't think he really reads what is written for him because he's constantly, he looks down and then he has this chin that he puts the chin up like it's like, you know, he's in charge here. And so I just find him a very, you know, not a trustworthy person. So now you have Drew Sullins that's on him. I worked with Drew Sullins at Fox 45. We worked together for years. I'll tell you, Drew is a straight up military man. Drew is like you, Kim. Drew is one of my most favorite people that I know. And so I can't wait. I actually haven't talked to Drew in a couple years. I'm going to give him a call tonight and get the lowdown. So if I get anything good, I'll call back next week. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, let me know. So Metal, so you were reading his body language. You know, I wanted to get your take because sometimes I look at Wes Moore's body language as well. There are times when he does stutter, but it's when he's asked a tough question.
Yeah, nerves.
Yeah, so that is, because it's not my imagination, because he does stutter. So with the nerves going like that, see, I guess I don't know how he's thinking that he could take this to another level if he's aspiring for the Oval Office, if he's, you know, right, that nervous talking to a Maryland reporter. I mean, this is a blue state.
Right, but the only thing, and I hate to say, is, you know, unfortunately we live in Maryland, you know, and all of this stuff, just like, you know, is being researched about his, you know, alleged lies and all that about his military service. You know, the people that, sorry about this GPS. My GPS talks more than any GPS in the world. But anyway, like the people that, you know, on the other side, they're not hearing all of that. They're literally not hearing it because where they get their information from doesn't talk about the real issues. So that's right. The only thing that makes me nervous. about, you know, living in Maryland and voting and all that.
Yeah, yeah. No, it is. But we'll see, I guess, as time goes by. Metal, thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, thanks a lot. Have a good day.
You too. Have a great week. Yeah, we'll see as time goes by if any of this really takes off. Excuse me. Because I would think that if it comes out that some of the awards or the accolades that he has told us that he's had, if one of those awards comes out to be, you know, a fake or phony, right? He never actually received it. On top of the Bronze Star being awarded so late, I would think that that would be a big news story. Even for, you know, some of these really left-leaning publications, I would think even the Baltimore Banner would pick that up. Because at that point, they would know that he could not go further and run for the Oval Office. At that point, that would be just too many different things that have you know, come out that is just not true. I don't think they would even want to try to run him. I think the DNC would look at it. And don't forget, I know I keep pointing this out, Barack Obama still hasn't really been very friendly with Westmore. I do see that as, you know, I look at it and I think, you know, does he think that maybe Westmore is also somewhat of a charlatan, you know? Because for me, you know, not to see Obama with Westmore often. And remember, Obama was leading the charge on the redistricting in Virginia. They then sent Westmore down there in person to the polling locations to talk to voters and talk to people about making sure they vote for redistricting. I mean, Obama still hasn't acknowledged all that he's done as far as stumping for VP Kamala Harris, as far as, you know, stumping for some of these candidates running for Senate in some of these other states like North Carolina. You know, it's going to be a tight race there, that Senate seat in North Carolina. You know, Barack Obama, he does not acknowledge Westmore at all. I think that speaks volumes. All right, I got a couple of text messages here to read. Randy says, hey, Kim, what they need to do is keep hounding the governor and asking him, what are you hiding? What are you hiding? What are you hiding? Just keep on doing that. Yeah, see, but I guess journalists, they can't say it like that, right? You know, like, so Spotlight of Maryland, I know what you're saying, Randy, and I support it. I could say it. I support it 100%. But I don't think that the journalist can say, what are you hiding? Right? They have to be very centered, and they can't make it sound like they believe that he's hiding anything, right? Because as far as the left thinks, you know, and knows, they believe that his record is exactly as he's portrayed it. But Randy, I'm right there with you. I get it. Don says, hey, Kim, I asked the PC about Westmore. I seen a lot of large words that mention nothing. Basically, he was a community organizer in Afghanistan. I respect his service. I am a vet. If he is telling fibs about any part of this service, he needs to be fired immediately. Don, thank you so much for weighing in. And I would assume that many people feel the same way you do. Because, you know, this is, again, that's why I think it was so dangerous for him to claim the Bronze Star without even having it. I mean, have you ever heard of such a thing? Like, I guess with Minnesota's Tim Walz, right, the governor there, right, wasn't he claiming the Bronze Star, claiming something about it, and he didn't really have exactly what he said? You know, I know there was stolen valor for sure when it came to Tim Walz, and that's why VP Harris was on the fence with him. And she still chose him as her running mate, which I thought was astonishing. But stolen valor is a pretty big deal. And I can't imagine you going far with, you know, that on your record. I've got, I've got Jeff in Phoenix. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Tim, good morning. How are you? I'm working. And I have been on the peripheral listening to all this morning. And when you just mentioned stolen valor, while I've never served, that is just, for anyone who has served, that is just atrocious. But I wanted to discuss real quick, before we get into the governor, if I may, Lassan Cooks. I don't know how many people know who Lassan Cooks. He's also known as Tupac Shakur, or however you say his name. And when you think about all of the great Marylanders, the Baltimore Orioles, and their incredible history, could have honored. I find that Lassonde Cook is probably way low on the list, so low on the list. I seldom use AI. But I decided to ask AI for prominent figures from Maryland, some of whom I find would be well worth being honored by either three of the Baltimore sports teams, obviously, the football team, the baseball team, and the soccer team. Thurgood Marshall, Frederick Douglass, Francis Scott Key, Michael Phelps, obviously Cal Ripken has had bobbleheads in the past, and one that really comes to mind that everyone, if they don't know, should know, is the incredible jazz singer Billie Holiday. Again, Lassonde Cook, who is Tupac Shakur, was not even mentioned by AI. And I think that perhaps he may have been, if it's not him, there have been many, many very, 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 very talented singers who come out of these incredible art schools who have just unbelievable God-given talents. But the music industry takes them and they manipulate them into becoming these ghetto rap artists. And they destroy what was really incredible talents, and then they turn them into, again, the ghetto rappers. And I think it's pathetic and it's sad. But shifting to the governor of Maryland, I don't understand why the Democrat Party mostly, but also the Republican Party, they get these people who are really psychosociopaths. Because if you think about it, the governor of Maryland, anything that he says regarding his military service can be reflected upon and researched within the record of the Army.
Right.
And it boggles my mind that either party, knowing what they know about these people, prop them up in front of the American people. But I think it's more so, Kim, and I know you have to go, because they know that they are compromised and they are so easily manipulated.
Yeah. Well said, Jeff. Thank you so much. Hope you have a great week.
Kim.
Thank you. We'll discuss more when we get back.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If you're dealing with missing teeth or loose dentures, we can help at the Smile Design Center. You'll walk out feeling confident, comfortable, and looking great. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
AM 680, WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
I believe that leadership means actually having integrity and making sure that everyone feels welcomed. And I believe that making this country great means that there's a place for you too.
It's a small world after all. You're out of touch. I'm out of touch.
Hi, this is Scott Jennings. You've seen me battle the left on CNN for years, and now you can hear me every weeknight at 9 as I continue to slay the liberal narratives. Join me for unmatched political insight, high-impact interviews, and sharp-witted commentary that cuts through the noise. It's my job to arm you with common sense and shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show weeknights at 9, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right. Thank you again, Jeff and Phoenix, for calling in. And we're talking about Governor Wes Moore. And, Jeff, you're right. That's why it's so interesting with the military service and these records that Wes Moore is refusing to turn over, because you will eventually get them all from the Army. And the way that they're just trying to avoid all of this, it just doesn't seem like a smart strategy. I got Joe in Milford Mill. Joe, did you want to weigh in?
Yes, good morning, people. How are we doing today? Hope you're well.
Good morning.
So, we don't forget, I'm 24, during the last campaign for president, Governor Moore stood in front of the TV cameras, national, local, and said that Joe Biden was fine. He's sharp with attacks, and he'll be a great president. And turns out the Democrat Party removed him, Joe Biden, yes, and installed Kamala Harris, because even they knew the truth. And for the, and for Westmore to stand there and lie, not only to the national, you know, media, but to the local voters of Maryland. And Maryland voters are still going to back him, even they know that he's not the, you know, the real deal. He's just a real liar, if you ask me. And it's not right for him to, you know, be going around saying that, that he's not voting. He's not, I'm sorry, not, he's not pushing to be president when he is. So that's another lie. So it's too many, too many.
Yeah, no, a great point there, Joe, because he did. He stood there and he lied for weeks about Biden and his cognitive abilities.
Well, he did, because they removed him.
Right.
Kamala Harris, yes?
Yeah, and then he was actually asked after that, too. Wes Moore was asked, did he see any signs? And he still continued to say no. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, that was very disingenuous, if you ask me.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Joe, thank you so much for weighing in. Hope you have a great week.
You too. Have a good day.
Thank you. No, that's a great point. Because he did. He told that story, and he kept at it. And, you know, I saw this comedian. I'm going to have to find the clip. I saw a comedian talking about that with Joe Biden. You know, they were taking him out of the re-election bid over there at the DNC. And he said, but they didn't seem to care that he was the president at the moment. And the comedian was like, he likened it to a friend that was driving drunk. And I wish I could remember exactly what he said. But it was something similar to saying, you know, here you have a friend that's driving drunk and we should not allow him to drive on the highway, but he's currently driving on the back roads as if that's just fine. And it was really funny, obviously, how the comedian did it. But it is true, because it's like, you know, even when they found out that he wasn't capable of running for re-election, the fact that they still had him going as the president and with the auto pen, I thought that was interesting. And then I also look back and I say, you know, what was the strategy there for the DNC? Because why didn't they, at that point, why didn't they just install Kamala Harris as the president? Right? Because then she would have been the incumbent. I didn't understand that strategy they were taking, because obviously they didn't allow a primary. So they didn't care if Democrat voters really wanted Kamala Harris to begin with. I don't know. That whole thing was bizarre. But you know what? I'm not an expert. I am not an expert. All right. Coming up next, I do want to talk a little bit about the Towson carjacking. That's right. At the Target there in Towson, there was a carjacking. According to Councilman Mike Gertel, it's just perception, right? It's just your imagination. No, it's not. It's not. It's real. It's really happening. When we get back, we'll talk about that and so much more. Don't go anywhere.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Not guilty to all charges, that's the plea entered by Cole Allen, the 31-year-old California man, accused of storming the White House Correspondents' Dinner in a bid to assassinate President Trump and top administration officials. He's also accused of firing on a Secret Service agent who was saved by his bullet-resistant vest. Used home sales, essentially flat last month compared to March. 16 Americans now in quarantine in Nebraska, evacuated from the hantavirus-stricken cruise ship. They arrived early this morning in Omaha, flown home by the U.S. government. Two other Americans evacuated from that ship are in quarantine in Atlanta. President Trump is rejecting Iran's response to a U.S. peace proposal, calling Tehran's response totally unacceptable. The Dow is up 44 points. The Nasdaq better by 85 points. More details, srnnews.com.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. The Knicks completed a four-game East second-round series sweep of the 76ers with a blowout 144-114 victory. Karl Anthony Towns totaled 17 points and 10 assists.
I've always said that the toughest game is the one to end someone's season, and to see us taking those words serious, it's great.
Spurs star Victor Wembanyama was ejected for a flagrant 2 foul in the first half of the Timberwolves series tying 114-109 Game 4 victory. The league-worst Wizards won the lottery for this year's top overall NBA draft pick. Stanley Cup playoffs, Alex Newhook lit the lamp twice as the Canadians routed the Sabres 6-2 for a 2-1 East second round series lead. Christopher Rayton held on for a two-stroke victory in golf's Truist Championship at Quail Hollow, and Shane Van Gisbergen remains NASCAR's road course ace with a win at Watkins Glen from the pole. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Keep the clouds around for most of your Monday. A couple of showers through the middle part of the day into the early afternoon. Temps will only be in the 60s, so below average for this time of year. More sun on the way and a little warmer Tuesday. Next weather maker brings some showers, even some thunderstorms on Wednesday before we dry out as we head toward Preakness weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Winstead. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's attorney Rod Winstead. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Eggland's Best. The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, I'd like to apologize for singing before the break there. I know it sounded terrible. You didn't deserve that. You didn't deserve that. Those different reviews, people were calling in, said it was great. Sure they did. Sure they did. All right, a couple different things I want to talk about here. I do appreciate everybody weighing in on these topics. We are going to get to the win in Virginia, also the UFO files. Also, I just wanted to mention there was an IDF soldier that was on the campus of Towson University. We're going to stay in Baltimore County here for just a second. But I saw the video. You might have seen it too. I really saw it pick up steam on Instagram. You had a student, a Towson University student, rip the Israeli flag from the table in where the IDF soldier was standing. And so you had some people wondering why the soldier was on campus. People were commenting, saying that they believed that he was there to do recruitment. I did get some context on this. And it says in 2009, the Baltimore Hebrew University, a 90-year-old institution, merged with Towson University and became that is now Baltimore Hebrew Institute within the College of Liberal Arts. It has over 2,000 Jewish students, an active Hillel Jewish Library collections from BHU, and Jewish Studies majors. Now, the IDF reservist was on campus as part of a national tour promoting dialogue organized by a nonprofit founded by college students. He was invited as a speaker and set up a table with a sign that read, "I'm an Israeli soldier who has been in Gaza. Ask me anything." Kind of like, you know, how Steven Crowder was like, you know, the whole thing changed my mind. So that's why he was there. It says the purpose was to allow students to ask him questions directly and promote dialogue about Israel. And instead of asking questions, you saw where the students kind of interrupted the program and started ripping the flag down. And they did, the campus police did detain, it looked like, two students that were ripping the flag up. I don't know how long they were detained. I don't know if they were just kind of taken away from that area. I don't know exactly what happened with them. But that video has made its rounds on social media. And so there's been a mixed reaction online, of course. There were some people that said that soldier had no business being there, and they don't look at that as free speech. So I thought that was pretty interesting. Of course, the Baltimore Sun and some other publications have been posting online about it. And it was interesting to read the comments. You know, regardless of how you feel about, you know, the reservists being there, as far as I know, we still have the right to free speech. And if he was there with this table and he wasn't, you know, there as part of the curriculum, it doesn't sound like. And there were kids that were at the table asking him questions. I did comment on Instagram and I said, look, this guy that was so mad, he ripped the flag and everything off the table. You know, this would have been a great time to have an open dialogue with this IDF soldier, because, of course, you are getting, you know, a lot of information from so many different sources. Whereas I would think you would want to know more from someone that was actually there in Gaza. Right. I mean, it's just like I would think that would be, you know, a preferable source when, you know, having this conversation. Well, anyways, if you can imagine, there was a lot of controversy and a lot of comments in regards. So it seems that that flame isn't calming down anytime soon, which is unfortunate in my view. I kind of look at anti-Semitism and some of the conversations surrounding it, kind of similar to racism. And as I said before, I don't think it's like a health crisis, as some said in the administration, but I do think that there is an issue. There's obviously an issue. And so you do wonder, as we were talking to Rosalind Hansen earlier from Montgomery County's Moms for Liberty, she was talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center and how they're funding some of these hate groups. You do wonder if there are groups out there being funded to continue to push this anti-Semitism. I don't know, obviously, the answer to that. But this also goes into what's happening in Iran, right? And it's going to continue. And so it's unfortunate, but I just wanted to kind of put that out there in case you saw the video floating around. That is what I found as far as why that soldier was on campus, because that was the big question with it all. All right, staying in Baltimore County and in Towson, police are investigating a Towson carjacking in which the stolen vehicle was involved in a series of hit-and-run collisions on Friday. So May 8th, around 9:15 p.m., you had police responding to carjacking at the 1200 block of Putty Hill Avenue. And while fleeing the scene, the stolen vehicle was connected to at least three hit-and-run collisions. Maryland State Police is investigating one of the hit-and-runs. Officers have said to locate the stolen vehicle, and the investigation is ongoing because there hasn't been an arrest. Now, excuse me. Well, you saw that there's a carjacking outside of that Target there in Towson. I have not seen where Councilman Mike Ertel has made a comment about this carjacking. I'll go and take another look at his social media accounts. But I just want to say this, Councilman Ertel, this is not perception. This isn't our imagination. You see an uptick in crime and violence in the Towson area, whether you want to admit it or not. Okay? Now, you know, can you say that some numbers have gone down because maybe some of it wasn't out in the forefront as it is now? That's a possibility. And Councilman Ertel, you could say that with your statement. But to kind of just brush all this off as if nothing's happening in Towson. You know, you've got families there that are able to move. You have families that are able to pick up everything and move to states like Florida. And that's another question, too, that I'll put out there for any of my Democrat listeners that do not consider voting on the other side. To those that are true blue and, you know, vote blue no matter who, people, you know, I do wonder, what is your response to the fact that you've got so many people fleeing blue states like Maryland and New York and California, and they are heading to red states like Texas and Florida? Like, what's your response to that? Because that's the migration right now. You've got wealthy people from New York quite literally moving to Florida as fast as they possibly can. Why do you think that is? What is your response to it? And I guess I could put that out there for Governor Wes Moore. Why do you think that's happening? Is it because, you know, Republican policies are much more popular with, you know, the individual, with business owners, when it comes to crime and safety and even the education? I mean, you've got Mississippi, Louisiana. They're all doing great with, as far as their test scores recently. Much better than Maryland, right? Baltimore and Philadelphia, for sure. I don't know. It's, you know, it is wild to think that you have all of this data out there. Republican-led counties, cities, states, they're all doing much better than Democrat-run counties, cities, and states. Why does the Democrat Party still push what it is that they're pushing? Nobody wants it. Nobody's buying it. They don't like it. Anyways, speaking of reds and blue states, there was a huge win in Virginia. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. I said, you know, don't get your panties in a wad too much. You know, this is going to end up in the court. But we saw where the ballot question that was very misleading in Virginia, basically stating, hey, voters, do you want a fair map? Well, vote yes on this question. I mean, the question was so bizarre. Anyways, you know, it then passed, and you saw Wes Moore and others, you know, they were celebrating. They were going to, in their minds, change Virginia's map from 6 Democrats and 5 Republicans to 10 Democrats and 1 Republican. Well, the court said, nuh-uh, not so fast. Take a listen. This is the RNC chairman.
Joe Gruter's RNC chairman here. I was on the way to Alaska when I heard the news about the Virginia maps. The Democrats spent tens of millions of dollars trying to pass these illegal maps. We sued, we won, and now it's about making sure we deliver for the president in the midterms. Let's join up, go to GOP.com, join our efforts. Let's win these midterms for this president so we can continue the great momentum.
All right. And there you have it. They did win. And so that was always, you know, and we said this very early on, you know, when we saw Wes Moore and friends going to Virginia and basically pushing voters to vote for this ballot initiative, I said then, and many of you guys agreed, it made more sense for the RNC to spend the money on the back end of it. Right. It didn't make sense to send a bunch of people to Virginia to combat the message from, like, you know, Barack Obama and others. I think Senator Cory Booker was down there. He had all these people show up. But it made more sense to just, you know, file the lawsuit after the fact. But you had a lot of people really panicking and breaking down on X. I thought that was also very interesting. I know people call them, like, the panickins in the Republican Party. It's almost as if some people, like the conservative influencers, it's as if they don't know how this works. Because there were so many people melting down saying, oh my God, I can't believe this map. I can't believe this. And the RNC didn't do this and they didn't do that. I can't believe it. And I thought, you know, this still has to go to the courts. But it almost appeared to me that a lot of people didn't understand that. So then you're kind of like, well, how are you a conservative influencer if you don't know how this works? Anyways, I can't even answer that question for myself. We are going to get to what Trump rejected as far as the counteroffer from Iran, but I did promise you I was going to take a look at the UFO files. All right. Now you have Ana Paulina Luna, the representative out of Florida. She's been leading the charge on this file drop for the UFOs. And it is a bit confusing on why this is a priority right now. We got a lot going on. I mean, paying $5 a gallon of gas, I don't really care. I'm thinking at that point, if there are aliens, do they have oil? Like, can I talk to one of them? You know, what? You want me to bring you to my leader? Yes, right this way. Do you have oil? Let us know what you got. Anyways, so the UFO files, a lot of them have been dropped, and it happened over the weekend. And Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna, she was able to talk about it on Fox News. Take a listen.
It's Florida Congresswoman and Chairwoman of the Task Force on the Declassification of Government Secrets, Ana Paulina Luna. Congresswoman, thank you for joining us tonight. So as we looked over what's been released so far, it's a lot of videos, a lot of pictures, a lot of things that make you go, I wonder what that is. But I think in the age of AI and just what we can see on video now, I don't know that a lot of Americans are coming to any conclusion. I guess that's kind of the point of it. I guess my question to you is, in your investigation and some of the teasing that you and other members of Congress have done, apparently there's more stuff that's going to come out. Do you think this is going to get more kind of concrete or more conclusive, or will it continue to be, here it is, make of it what you wish?
Well, to be clear, all the images that you saw in that initial rollout on Friday, these are not AI-generated images. As you saw, even in that video that you just played, there are redactions. So this came off of either military observation, aircraft, etc. And then, obviously, in the next 30 days or so, in talking with the Pentagon, actually, this Thursday, we will obtain these 40-plus documents by name that we at the task force have been specifically requesting. As far as more concrete evidence is concerned, I want to be very clear about something. All of the documents that you saw released per President Trump's directive this February, up until recently, these were considered classified. We actually weren't even able to talk about them without threats of losing our security clearances or being prosecuted. As you saw, the whistleblowers that came forward that did discuss it, there was whistleblower retribution. We've tried a number of times to either get disclosure in legislation, whistleblower protections pertaining to UAPs and legislation. And every single time we do, even though this is one of the most bipartisan, bicameral things in the country, we're stonewalled and we're blocked. And so I'm hoping that this will change the discussion of that, that Congress will move forward in providing protections, because we've also been told, you know, whether or not there exists back engineering programs regarding this technology, whatever it might include. Our goal and objective is to, A, ensure that our taxpayer funds are not, A, being spent somewhere they shouldn't, B, that people aren't breaking federal law, and see, this is an issue of national security. And so, based on our investigations, what I can tell you is I'm glad I can finally talk about it. Some of the documentation that you actually saw released this past Friday did include, up until recently, FBI investigative or investigations that actually took place here in Florida. And to be clear, we actually were working very closely with the FBI, because they were one of the few government agencies that was actually taking this seriously. And based on what we're seeing, you know, we've talked to other governments about this. There's more to come. Let's all say on that.
All right. So that's Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna talking about the UFO files that dropped on Friday. Joey Jones there on Fox News asked about it. I saw some of it, okay? I did look through some of it. And, you know, you've got these black and white images. I mean, the way technology is today, the fact that some of these, and I know, you know, some of this was taken years ago, but it's like you got like these little dots in this, you know, you can't really see much of anything. I wish, you know, they would have taken time to enhance some of those pictures or videos. Anyways, you know, she's saying there's more to come. You know me. I love a good conspiracy theory. And you know me. I love talking about aliens and the UFOs and the possibility of, you know, there being this other life form out there. But it's so hard for me to get into this conversation when we've got this attack in Iran, people paying $5 a gallon for gas. We heard from Senator Rand Paul. Remember, they were, you know, they were discussing all this time whether or not they were going to take Dr. Fauci to the mat, right? Because the COVID pandemic, I mean, we still don't even have questions. That pandemic shut our country down, okay? And it wasn't the pandemic. Obviously, the government officials decided to shut us down. But they weren't even honest with us on where this, you know, virus came from. They kept saying it was some bat at a wet market and all this other stuff. I mean, I guess I look at this and I say, great, you know, but at the same time, we got other fish to fry. Right? Am I wrong in thinking that? Look, I do care if E.T. is out there and if he wants to call home. I guess I don't really care if he wants to call home while paying $5 a gallon for gas. And I know we can do both things at once, right? We can walk and chew gum at the same time. But where are our priorities? Because the last time I checked, even in the Senate, you still have the Save America Act still sitting there. We still haven't gotten voter ID. Many members of Congress in the Republican Party that are down there on Capitol Hill right now, because I signed the same pledge in 2020, they signed to ensure that they were going to make term limits a thing for Congress. That hasn't happened either. And like I mentioned earlier in the show, the border wall is not going up. So, yeah, UFOs, yeah. But, dude, I don't know. I just got other things on my list. I don't know. We'll see, too, this week about the Save America Act. I hope something happens. All right. When we get back real quick, I do want to just kind of give you the latest update out of the counter offer from Iran and what Trump had to say about it. And I'm reading from a CNBC news article, so don't go anywhere.
Glenn Birdie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have teamed up to give Baltimore complete coverage for all your transmission needs. Two trusted shops, each serving the community for over a half a century. Now working together so you can choose the best no matter where you are. If you need a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, turn to Glenn Birdie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. Both offer the same courteous, professional, expert service Baltimore has counted on for generations. Free area towing and financing are available. Call Glenn Birdie Transmissions at 888-299-0557 or visit gbt-online.com or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or visit jimjenningstransmissions.com. Glenn Birdie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, Baltimore's most dependable team. The Rob Carson Show.
You've got Democrats standing in the schoolhouse door again to keep it violent and keep the schools terrible so people of color are uneducated about things. They are impoverished, they are dependent, and they are ridden with crime and also very, very hateful and very angry and very desirous of Republicans to be destroyed.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
All right, real quick, on Wednesday, for an entire hour, we'll have Doug Larkum in studio. You know, he's another GOP gubernatorial candidate. And I know there are some on the list that we don't get to talk to or talk about often. So I want to make sure that you heard from Doug. And, of course, I want to get the others on the show as well so you can make a decision at the ballot box. Also, the question of the day at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should illegal immigrants be able to enroll into the SNAP program? I guess I should have known. 99% of you say no. 99% of you say no. It was not a mixed result at all. Just 1% said that they should. I thought maybe some people would think, well, the kids are already here, and we can't have them starve. But if you're like me, it's like, all right, well, you don't have to starve. Just go back home. Just go. You could feed them at your own home. In your own country. That's where you can feed your kids. All right. Here's what came out. CNBC. This was published yesterday at 10:17 p.m. So hopefully it's still up to date. Iran says it will never bow as Trump rejects peace counteroffer prolonging the Middle East conflict. Now, Trump didn't reject Iran's counter proposal to end the 10-week war, calling it totally unacceptable. And, of course, Tehran vowed to never bow our heads before the enemy. You have an Iranian army spokesperson warning of surprising options if adversaries made another miscalculation. So, basically, they are threatening some of our allies for getting involved. Now, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the war was not over because there was more work to be done. Now, the blockade is still in place, but also you have a note here. It says the unresolved standoff hangs over the high-stakes summit between Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping. And so don't forget that that's also another piece here, is you've got China that's very much involved in these discussions, because what's going on with the blockade obviously is hurting China as well. You do have where on Truth Social, President Trump posted this yesterday. He says, "I have just read the response from Iran's so-called representatives. I don't like it. Totally unacceptable." And, you know, it's, I guess what Tehran is saying, that the U.S. is trying to get them to just, surrender. And Tehran is insisting that they want war reparations and full sovereignty over the Strait of Hormuz, an end to sanctions, and the release of frozen Iranian assets. So if you were wondering if we've gotten any further on this war in Iran, I would say, according to CNBC News and the Truth Social post from President Trump, I would say no. No, which is difficult because, as I mentioned, gas is sky high. And, you know, I know the discussion is really about affordability these days. If you look at any poll, that's what people are talking about leading up to the midterm elections. And, this is going to continue to be a conversation. So, as I mentioned, they're going to have to get a hold of this and get a hold of it quick. And obviously, we don't want to make any wrong moves, right? But at the same time, you got to do something. The blockade, is it going to starve Iran enough? I don't know. But their counter proposal, if you get a chance to take a look at it, I'm looking at CNBC.com, and they have it, you know, the way they have it laid out here, ladies and gentlemen, just so you know, it's very easy to read. Even I can read it. But they have the key points that are listed, and you can just go through and easily see what's going on there instead of having to read some of these lengthy articles about it. But you're looking at what Iranian, quote, representatives are asking for, and it's non-negotiable. So if they're still at that point, you know, you do wonder how much the blockade is really working on that end. This is going to be a conversation for time to come, but I was hoping it would be, you know, wrapped up by Memorial Day weekend. That was my hope, right? You got all these people going out of town. Everybody's going to be hitting the road. Now, there was a lot of traffic yesterday on Mother's Day, so that didn't stop people from going out to see their mommy. That didn't happen. Well, anyways, we'll continue to talk about this as days to come. Obviously, a lot to discuss tomorrow, a lot happening on the federal level, so we'll talk about that as well. As always, Brian, the producer, thank you for a great show, and I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m. here, WCBM 680.
Did you take out a home equity line when rates were low? A lot of people did. Back then it worked. Now the minimum payment is a lot higher, and in many cases, the available money is gone. So now you're stuck with a line of credit that doesn't work for you anymore. It's just another payment on a budget that's already tight, month after month. Hi, I'm Mark McVeary. Did you know a reverse mortgage can pay off your current line of credit and eliminate that monthly payment? And replace it with a new line of credit without a required payment. You stay in your home, you keep ownership. I know people hear reverse mortgage, and they think, that's not for me, so nothing changes. But think about it. This could pay off your current line of credit, give you access to additional money, and remove that required monthly payment. It's worth a look. Call me, and I'll tell you exactly where you stand. 410-788-7070. 410-788-7070.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk radio.